Hello.
Oh, you're singing.
Oh, I was singing the little ringtone.
Yeah.
Skype record. I mean, the recorder records it now, so all my podcasts begin with
I know, I noticed that.
it.
It's catchy.
Yeah, doom, doom, doom,
How are
doom, doom, doom. I'm doing good. How are you?
you? Good. Is Barb still in another state?
Yeah, but she's coming home today.
Oh, that's good.
So there'll be some sense of normalcy.
You couldn't leave, huh? You couldn't go on vacation.
Yeah, 'cause of work, but
Yeah. That's too bad. Too much going on.
yeah, I was looking at Facebook, and I don't know if you're ever on Facebook and you look at like the day and you're, this is what happened meant since you've been on Facebook kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
And I went back 9 years and I had a post like, I read no comics this week. I've been working my ass off. It must be a bad time of year.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You're doing a different type of job though now, right? Or different
Same type of
department?
job, different program.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Let me make
So
sure
how?
this recorder's recording.
Yeah, make sure that we don't want that to not work.
Yeah. It had to update
I
last
updated to the
night.
new Skype finally.
Yeah, so did I. And then it required me to update the recorder too. But I did
Oh,
it
did it?
last night and it looks like it works, so.
Well, that's good. How have things been with you past few
Good,
weeks?
good.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's been weird, a weird week. It's a
Why?
week where I work a lot of hours, I get home and I'm too exhausted to do anything. And I have a table full of comics that Barb's gonna come home to if I don't clean it today. I
Oh my
had
God.
all these goals to do while she was gone and I couldn't do any of them. I just had no energy.
What is she going to do if she comes home and finds those comic books all over the place?
She'll be fine.
That's good. She'll be fine.
I just gotta work on them tonight.
Yeah.
That's my goal. I just have to. I got really behind. I'm usually really good at like, I get my shipment, and then I sort them and then I scan them in a week. So I have my LCS books and then I merge them with my shipment and then I scan them in, but I haven't done it for 3 weeks.
Oh
And
my God.
I've had an incredible amount of influx on old issues too, so it's
Well, I hate
a
to tell you this, but
crazy
you get a
time.
lot of comic books.
Oh yeah.
So you're
You
going to have a lot of work
know
ahead of you.
when it looks at it, like if I look at my invoice, like from DCBS,
Yeah.
it's like 70 items a week.
Oh dear.
And then plus the LCS, which is like 30, so it looks like I'm getting like 100 books a week. And that
Well,
doesn't even include the mycomicshop.com thing.
and here's the thing. So I'll get, I don't know, let's say 40 items on my DCBS order, and mine only comes every 2 weeks,
Ah,
and yours comes every week with
every
70.
week. So that gives you like a perspective of how
Uh-huh.
much it's a lot of comic book maintenance. Because
Yeah.
after I put them into the thing, for me it's even more because then the second step is to go through all my Marvel books and put them in the digital codes.
All
So
right.
that takes a good 30 minutes. Especially with the stack I have now, it's gonna take me an hour.
Yeah, well.
And then I gotta
Oh,
bag and
my
board them,
Lord.
and oh my God.
Yeah, that's you're gonna be busy.
Tonight, yeah, I'll probably be up late tonight, like it's 11.
Yeah. Oh my. So I went to that Buffalo Comic Con where they
Yeah,
had
it
all
sounds like you
the
got
big
a lot of
celebrities.
good comics.
You know, it was productive in terms of getting a how do I say this? I went there wanting to buy some bigger ticket items. And
Yeah.
they didn't have what I was, they didn't have anything that I really was looking for. But instead, I found a lot of small ticket items, which
See,
just,
a good buyer will learn to adapt.
yeah.
And
I
he'll
mean, well, I had no choice. I had no choice.
adapt.
I mean, that's what was there. The only thing that I really do want at some point is I want, I'm a big Mary Jane fan. I want Amazing Spider-Man 42. That's where they finally introduce her, in terms of showing her face, and that's where, as they face a tiger, you hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
This one dealer had a copy, and I have to say it was a beautiful copy, but he wanted 350 for it, and I'm perfectly happy with. I mean, that's like a near mint like price,
Price, yeah.
especially when it wasn't like a CGC or something like that.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
he's asking for 350 for a raw copy. That's close to near mint. I'd be perfectly fine for like a very, very fine copy for like half of that.
Yeah,
That's
yeah,
what I
yeah.
go for. So I'm like,
Or
really was
even a
considering.
fine for is would be good for that one, I think.
I mean, I was considering, do I go back there and see if I can bargain with them or
No,
whatever? And I'm like,
I
what?
tell you
This
what
is
you
too much.
do is
It's just too much.
you go to eBay or you go to mycomicshop.com and look for a similar type grade
Yeah.
and you see, is this really worth my time? And then
Well, that's.
factor in shipping because you have
Yes.
to deal with shipping and time.
And
So
that's
and
actually
then and maybe
why I.
factor in the fact that you can see it physically before you get it. So give it a little bit more points. But yeah, you got to weigh all that stuff. And if you don't feel like dealing with, like auctioning with them or what do you want to call it,
Yeah,
making a
yeah.
deal, then just don't, but you at least know where you're at and where you stand in trying to get that book.
Well, here's the thing, is that I was considering it, but I at the very, very top end, and this was, I kept on going back and forth because it really, because like you said, you have to adjust to what's there, right?
Yeah.
And so as I'm walking around, I'm mentally adjusting, but I'm going back and forth in the meantime, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want a bigger book, and this is one, but I'm like, even if I offer him, first of all, if I try to offer him 300, which would be the most that I would want, he's not going to take 300. That's a $50 decrease, and
He
I don't want to pay.
might.
He might, but I still don't want to
Was
pay
it
that much.
a Sunday?
No, it was Saturday.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
I didn't want to pay that much anyhow. So I'm like, what am I thinking? I'm like, I can go online and get one that's like, that I know is graded that way. And then, I could take it out of its case or
Sleeve,
whatever.
yeah.
And it would be the same price. So I'm like, this, it's not like I'm going to miss out by not taking it. So I didn't take it.
Yeah.
The one big name that they had there, the only big name that they had there, is that they had Jim Shooter came.
Oh yeah.
So that was cool. I stopped, talked to him for a few minutes. He had a little bit of a panel, which they totally messed up on. It was ridiculous. They have a lot of trouble organizing this con, Mike.
Well, that's pretty bullshit because they fucked up his panel at like Heroes Con too.
Really? Oh, he was,
Well,
I mean,
he no,
he's
he got
very
he he
gracious, but you could
oh
tell he was not
oh
happy.
he's gracious, but he gets pissed. You could see
Oh
his
yeah,
like
you could
you could
tell.
see you could tell his editorial side. He's like,
Yeah.
I'm here for a reason, and you can't even get the meet the. I'm trying to show a slideshow here, and you can't even get the projector to freaking work, you know?
Well, here, let me tell you that I won't go too far into it, but let me tell you quickly. I went there, I was talking to Shooter. I had him actually. I brought a couple of those Valiant Master, the old hardcover ones, you know what I mean? The ones
Oh,
that
the Valiant came with before they really started putting out monthlies again.
No, the ones that they came out with afterwards. What is it called? I can't remember. They've got like four volumes.
The
It wasn't the it
Master,
wasn't
yeah,
what
the, those are the ones that they came out with, like the first one they released, or Harbinger.
Okay, then yeah, those are the ones I have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't sure. So I had him sign just a couple. He was signing up to five items for free. I brought like three things, and I was talking to him for a while. And all of a sudden, one of the staff people come up and say, "You know, Mr. Shooter, we, you know, you got a panel." I said, "Oh, when is the panel starting?" And they said, "Actually, it was supposed to be 15 minutes ago."
Oh,
I'm looking at my
shit.
watch. Jim Shooter's looking at his watch,
Yeah.
and he's like, "It's set for 2:30." And
Yeah.
right now it's 1:30, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there, and they're like, no, it was supposed to be 1:15. He's like, "I'm positive it's 2:30." And here I am, just a random person, arguing on behalf of Jim Shooter, saying, "I have the booklet. It says 2:30." I
Yeah.
open it up. It says 2:30. They're like, "Oh, we made an update to that because we forgot to account for
Oh, way
the
to
costume."
tell, way to tell the guy. I mean,
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So they forgot to add the time frame for the costume contest.
yeah.
So they bumped everything around. They reprinted sheets, but they didn't tell Jim Shooter. They didn't tell. So they're rushing him out. Now, I don't know if you've seen him recently, but you know how tall of a
Oh
man that
yeah,
he is.
he's got a cane
He's
too.
got that cane. So he can't go all that quickly, but they take him down to the thing, and I'm walking actually with them because I wanted to go to that talk anyhow. And he gets up. And he's got his USB plug-in device.
Yeah.
They have no screen, no
This
projector,
sounds
nothing,
exaggerated. I
nothing.
can't
He
imagine,
was,
like,
I mean,
no.
he kept on he kept on making all these like underhanded or like snide comments because he
Yeah.
was pissed. He's like,
I
well,
don't
he's like,
blame
I'll
him.
get through it, but I was supposed to show you guys a picture of this now, supposed to do this now, and he talked through it. He was wonderful. Absolutely amazing
Yeah,
to hear him talk.
he doesn't take it out on the
Apps,
fans.
no, not at
But
all.
he's not afraid to show his displeasure with the hosts.
That's exactly what it was.
And it's I don't blame him though.
No.
He's a professional. They invite him. They should treat him with a certain amount of respect.
Absolutely. And listen, this is a small little Buffalo Con. I don't know what the owner is doing, like what his decision making is now. But I mean, I talked to you a few weeks ago about all these no name people. Jim Shooter literally was the only one there that anyone outside of this area has ever heard of.
Yeah.
And they just stuck him on the side with like no banner, no nothing. And then they mess up the time of his talk. They don't give him what he needs. I can promise he's not coming back.
Oh
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And it was it's embarrassing.
And I just can imagine though, like, 'cause he's a professional and he's very anal about things. Like, you could tell in his editor people talking about his way he edited. He had his rules and he wanted you to live by them, you know?
Absolutely.
But at the same
And
time, if you lived by him, you could succeed under him. You know, he just had his little things that you had to abide by, you know?
it was a cool talk. He talked about storytelling in general and the stuff that he said. I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, he's been doing this. He's been in comics since what? He was 13.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, at this point, he doesn't care. He's telling it exactly how he remembers it from his point of view. So that, he'll talk. If it's a negative story about somebody, he just tells it. And then he says, "Oh, he's like, I had the pleasure of having some other people who knew exactly what they needed to do, and I didn't have to be right over their shoulder the whole time. Like Louise Simonson was amazing,
Sounds
Larry
like
Hama
the
was amazing.
yeah, sounds like a similar panel that we had,
probably
except
was, but it
ours
was
was
amazing."
ours was our focus the focus he had with the panel I went to was how Kirby was good at telling a story,
Oh,
like
yeah.
laying out panels, and he used like a thing in Human Torch, Strange Adventures, one of those comics.
Did you end up
Strange
having a projector
Tales.
there or no?
They finally got it, but it was like 20 minutes into the, and he's like, "Well,
Because
I can wing this, you know."
he
And
was
then,
describing where the Human Torch was standing, where these other characters were standing. So I
yeah.
think it probably was the same start of
It
the
sounds like the same
discussion.
yeah, it sounds like the
But
same panel sort of. But
yeah, he might have gone off in
I'm
other
sure
tangents because he didn't have
yeah,
anything in
ours
mind.
focused on like artists, and then it focused on like which ones that would go against what he said and they succeeded. Like he had a story of God, what was the artist? He did Ronin, Frank Miller. Did he
Yes,
have a
he
Yeah,
told us
did he
that
have the
story
Frank
too.
Miller story? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, Frank, this is shit.
You know what though? I ordered Ronin because I wanted to read it after that panel,
Did
and
you
they
read
and
it?
DCB well DCBS just sent me the cancellation because I ordered the collected edition,
Oh.
and they I had like a slew of cancellations come in just yesterday. There was like 15 or 20 of them
Well,
that
you get a
got
lot of stuff.
credited to my account. It was like, this isn't coming out. This isn't coming out.
The only one I got was, I'm sure you got it too, because I know you've talked about it before with Bill, is Atoll number 3 and 4
Yeah,
was canceled.
I got those, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had another one of that fucker's books. He was doing one for Scout or Vault, and they canceled that one too. And that guy's a good writer. He just
What is
I it, it
what
may
is
it
the
may it, it
deal?
makes you not want to invest in his writing because
No, because it won't end. I mean,
he's
you won't
not
get
gonna
the ending.
finish it. Yeah.
Yeah. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
I get it. You have another job, but don't advertise something that you're not gonna finish ever.
Right.
And don't do
Atoll
it
1 and 2 were good.
twice in a row.
Exactly.
Or
Yeah.
three times. He's done it quite a bit. He's good. He's
Yeah,
not that
so anyhow,
good.
with the con itself, it was fun. I filled a lot of different holes, and just I was lucky enough to find like just some missing books here or there, even some other ones that I was just interested in for like for $1 each and stuff like that.
Which is that report you were running? I didn't
It was
understand what you were telling me you wanted
it
me to
ended up
run.
updating that Monday, so I don't know if there's something going on that Sunday, but
Oh.
so I go to report, collection report, and then I when it opens up, I change it from selected to all and from basic to summary, and then I
Yeah.
just save that, and it just lists everything that I own.
But is that like a freaking, I mean, I imagine mine would be like hundreds of pages. What?
Well, I don't print it. I just view it on my phone.
Oh.
And then, because I can scroll through pretty fast, because you can click the
Do
letter.
you upload it to the server then or what?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you do
Yeah,
it
yeah,
that way.
yeah.
Okay.
And then that way, when I'm at the con, I can just open the app and then I just click the letter that it starts with, and then I have to scroll from there to find it.
I'm gonna have to talk to you about that because that might work for me.
It's.
I never thought of doing the whole collection.
You know what? If I just happen to see something and then I'm not sure if I have it or not, I can check. I'll bring like a want list with me too, so I can quickly find books that I know I may be looking for. But if something else crosses my path, I don't have to second guess whether I have a certain issue or not. Just
Yeah, that
it's
happened to me
helpful.
yesterday. I bought a few Sergeant Rocks and I was bad. In other words, I mean, they weren't that expensive. They're only $3 a pop, but
Yeah.
I was like half right. So I like
Yeah.
let's say I bought 8 books. Well, 4 of them were dupes.
When I was younger, and this I'm going to attribute more to how many comics I now have than even to my that I'm the fact that I'm getting older, but when I was younger, I could if I saw a cover, I would instantly know if I owned it or not. That is not the case anymore. There's just too many comics. I have too many, and you have more than twice as many as I do. So, I mean,
Well,
it's easy.
I used to know that too.
Yeah.
And I'm st but I am good with knowing that there are books that I know with absolute confidence that I don't have. Like,
Yes, and that will happen for
so
me too.
I bought like a Batman with the Joker on the cover yesterday.
That was, yeah, I
And
commented on that. That was beautiful.
I bought the first Timberwolf, which I was glad to get 'cause he's one of my favorite Legionnaires. I like Timberwolf a lot. And those two I knew I didn't have.
Yeah.
And they were the higher price ones, so I know what I know what I have when it comes to like important books.
Yes.
When it comes to stuff that's like in the that's not so big, that's where I struggle with. Like I think
Yeah,
I
if you're just trying to find or fill
yeah.
like a bunch of holes in a series, maybe you haven't read through yet or something. So
Well, I was looking
that's
at
my problem
I was
sometimes.
looking
It's
at Weird War Tales, yeah, and I know I don't have many of them, but I'm glad I didn't buy them because I
They were
was
all
looking at, well,
arranged
I was
yeah.
looking at like Creature Commandos, and I have almost the full run of that, you know.
I know that's see that's where my focus is to towards the end of the
when it gets
series.
towards the end of Weird War Tales with GI Robot and Creature Commandos, I have the bulk of it. But I don't have a lot of the stuff up front. But
Right.
I knew I was missing like I think I'm missing like one or two Creature Commandos, but I can't remember which ones. Do you know what I mean? It's
Oh
like
yeah.
there's if there's like 24 issues or something, I know I'm close to completing it, but I don't know the exact numbers that I need.
Exactly.
I used
So
to like or before col before I started college, I used to know everything. And then once I got
yeah.
into college, I bought more.
I think that I'm kind of like on the same page as you.
Yeah, it gets harder.
So my biggest purchase, Mike, when at the Buffalo, and it was a lot of fun. Like if you were there, like we would go and just look at all that, like look through all the boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was there for probably about 5 hours, and you know, it was enough to look at. But I know for me personally, it's kind of like he brings in the same dealers every single time.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see some different ones. But my big one was I got a nice mid-grade of Amazing Spider-Man 27 because that is the fifth appearance of the Green Goblin. So now for his early appearances, I'm only missing his third appearance.
Yeah.
So I need to get that. And then I did get, I mentioned to you, I got a Brave and the Bold 58, which is that the second Metamorpho that no one had the first appearance that I could that I
Yeah, I got the second. I just need the first.
yeah.
There's so many books that I want, and I sometimes lose the bubble because of my rabbit hole abilities. Like, I should have had that Metamorpho a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Yeah. So I'll get that last Green Goblin eventually, and then I'll have most of the Green Goblin appearances because I have the later ones like 39 and 40 and stuff like that, and
Yeah.
Then he pops back up not for a while after, and I have those in the 90s. So
What's
I wouldn't say I have
what's
all of
your
them, but
what's your earliest Spider-Man?
14. That's my early. I have 14 and 15. Those are two of my earliest ones. So that's first Kraven and first Green Goblin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good thing, 'cause
I got that long time ago. For both of them actually. But yeah, I actually got 14 on eBay if you can believe that. I kind of rolled the dice with that one back probably
when
18
things
years
were a
ago.
little cheaper, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot cheaper, but it was still a lot to pay on eBay. But it looked like it was a I can't say
R
that word.
reputable.
Thank you, dealer.
I have those words that I can't say either, and I'll stumble because it's in my head. Like when I, especially
know.
when I do like a Mike Gems Weekly Reads, because
Yeah.
it's off the cuff, and I'll have the word and I can't pronounce it even though it's in my head and I'm pronouncing.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm pronouncing it in my head right,
I
like
was
in
just going to say that. Like, I'm
yeah,
pronouncing correctly in my head, but the words won't
but
come
the
out of my
word won't come out right. It's like
mouth.
hubba
Yeah. So
hubba.
it was fun. It was decent, but you know, it made me anxious then that evening and that weekend and then into this week to kind of go on different sites and find some stuff. And I did get end up getting from my comic shop from their eBay store, I got a nice copy of Batman 232, and that just came in the mail yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was happy to get that one because that was
Yeah.
one that was on my list. One guy had it, and again, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to pay, but I'm glad I didn't pay for it because it was probably around the same condition, and he was asking about $200 more than what I got it for on eBay. So it worked out. But yeah, it was fun.
Let me see if I have that one.
That's
232.
the Ra's al Ghul one.
Oh, I got that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm missing, like, I wish I could just share my database with you, but
I know, that'd be cool if you could like actually like.
I have continuously from 275 on, and then I have a boatload in between. I'm missing like 10 issues going back to 207. Well, actually,
For Batman?
20 issues if I
Wow.
go back to 136. So,
See, it's funny
I'm
because
not missing that many.
I think it's 263 all the way up, but anything before that, I probably have a total of like 12 issues before that.
You have 263 up, continuous?
260, yeah, I got 263 up continuous, but then after that, but before, anything earlier than that, I hardly have own anything at all. I have like maybe 12 different issues,
Oh, now that you
whereas you have a
got
lot more.
that issue that you're talking about? Yeah. I'm missing like 185, and for some reason I'm missing 203 through 206.
Oh.
And then I have another batch, like from 246 to 248. And 263 is where I have a big gap.
I st this is I
260,
started picking up a lot of these.
263 through 2 269 I don't have. But
Yeah,
then I have
I
a whole
heard.
bunch I have a whole bunch of them between. I am missing the I think I'm missing that key Neil Adams Joker cover too. But
251.
that one's expensive.
I've got it, but it's very, I mean, I probably paid less than $5 at a flea market. It's in very beat up shape.
I had an opportunity to buy a copy, but it was like, you know how you have your pet peeves? It had a couple of my pet peeves. One of my pet peeves is when I start to see like a dark tanning around the edges. I don't like that. Like if you look at the top and the side and the bottom and there's like this really brown tint, I don't like that. Because well, I think I've learned too that like from now on, if I'm there, I'm gonna ask to open it because you could like it could look immaculate from the cover, and then you could open it and find that it's got like a coffee stain in it,
Right.
and
Yeah,
you're
that's
like,
true.
what the fuck? So like I've if I'm gonna be on site and somebody grades it and I'm gonna ask them can. Even if they open it, I don't care. Like,
That's what I'll do a lot now is for
can
those.
you open?
I
Yeah,
tell them, can you open that?
can you open it or take the tape off and let me
Yep.
just inspect the inside and stuff to see if I'm going to buy it?
Yeah, I don't
Because
want the responsibility if I get the tape stuck
the
to it
worst
or
thing
something
ever
like
is you
that.
have like this beautiful cover, right? You got this beautiful cover and it looks great, and then you open it up and or towards the end of the back and there's like a coffee stain that somebody put their coffee cup on the back cover
Well,
and
that's the thing, right? I
it
mean,
soaked through
you
two
can't see the
pages.
back
Yeah, you
cover
can't
either.
see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but so I got, I was happy. I was very happy to get that Batman in the mail yesterday, and there's a couple other ones I'm kind of not necessarily Batman, but other books that I'm kind of like looking at. I'm still looking online for that Amazing Spider-Man 42, because I'd like to have one of those. I'd like to have that. Like a physical copy of that, because
Yeah.
I've read it, digitally, but
I've been chewing away at these Batman because they're a lot little more expensive.
yeah, once you get down to where you're talking.
So it's so what I end up doing is like if I do a mycomicshop.com order, instead of getting like going on this tangent where it's just a Batman focus, I'll go down many tangents, but then I'll buy one or two. And my goal of getting back to 73 is really close. So
Yeah, you're
And
really
I'm really
with that,
close.
you're really
I'm
close.
really close to going back to when you add it all up to like 1963. So a decade before that is like I have like these runs of books, and then I'm missing like 2 issues in between, and then I'll have another run of 10 books, and then missing 2 issues and then 3 issues, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot. I'm looking at the database, so Batman 247 is like
Well,
the first
I
1973
think
book.
the most expensive one that I'm looking at, if I go to 73, that I need is that Joker Neil Adams card cover,
Yeah.
250, whatever it was.
251, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I need. And I've had opportunity to buy it. Like I've seen that at many conventions, and it's just like, do I want to buy 3 things or do I just want to buy one?
Yeah,
Like,
it's hard.
so
Because there's nothing
you
special
gotta
about
play
that
the
except for it's
game,
got the
yeah.
Joker.
Yeah.
No.
I've read
Just a,
it,
yeah, me too.
digitally, but I
Is this the
don't
one
have
that
it.
Chris said that is the first Joker appearance again after many years, or?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought so too, yeah.
He's not my favorite either, believe it or not. I like the Joker, but I don't love him.
Yeah. I mean he's
My
still my second
well,
favorite, but
you're Two-Face, and my guy is the Penguin.
oh, there you
I
go.
absolutely love the Penguin. He's like my favorite.
I like the Penguin too.
Well, he's the only one that's not insane, but
Yeah.
I like him, and he has like humble beginnings. Like he's got a, there's like a. Have you ever read that like New 52 Penguin Mini? Did you ever read that?
Penguin Mini? No, I don't think
Oh
so.
my God, it was good. I highly recommend it.
Was a mini series?
Yeah, it was just his own title.
Really?
Yeah, it
Oh,
was
no, I had
really
no idea.
good. It's
I'll have
creepy
to
as
check
hell
that
too
out.
because it deals with like his mom and his backstory. I
What do you
wonder.
know what
Oh,
it's
it's
which
yeah,
one
it's
it is?
called Penguin Pain and Prejudice.
Okay.
Maybe it was before
Nope.
New 52.
No, well I don't know if it was or not, but I don't own it.
Yeah, that's good. I highly recommend it. It's only 5 issues.
Yeah, I see. I'll have to check that out.
Really dark. Good stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, I never know I didn't even know about
We
this.
can cover it in 2022.
It's coming soon.
So you
Yeah,
have quite some time to buy it.
exactly. What else is going on with you and your world?
Bought a lot of Hulk. 88
Yeah,
issues of it.
that is a lot of Hulk.
Yeah. And I just got that Rocket Raccoon. Even though
Your brother, right?
it's listed as his first appearance, but they also list a magazine as his first appearance, and I think the
What
magazine
magazine?
Marvel Premiere. I think it's called that, or Marvel Preview, one of those magazines.
Okay.
So like even if you go on your database and you do first appearance of Rocket Raccoon, you'll get 2 answers.
Really? That's
Yeah.
funny.
Which is I think is stupid. It's got to be one or the other. Or it's got to say like cameo, like he shows up in a headshot, kind of like the Venom one. You know how
Yeah.
like the Venom appearance is like in one panel?
Yeah, or
And
Wolverine.
the Wolverine's the other classic one.
Yeah. Yeah,
Do you have
people, you
one? Do you
know.
have 181?
I sure do not.
Oh, okay, good. I was asking that question for a reason.
I was around the time that I was getting my like first Green Goblin and stuff like that. You know, I had some choices I could make. And I'm like, you know, I want Green Goblin. I can get Wolverine down the road. And then I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And now it's like I don't think I'm going to be getting the first Wolverine. It's just going to be too expensive. You
Well, I
know,
heard you're
at this
leaving
point.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I had to
I don't
leave
know what's wrong
Spider-Man.
with you.
I don't know. It's not doing it for me.
Are you gonna like break it since you started getting it, or is it
No.
you?
I bought it all the way through when they stopped the numbering and started again at number one, and then I think I bought some of those, and then I just wasn't enjoying it, so I dropped it. I mean, I've dropped it many times,
Oh,
so
many times. Ah,
yeah,
I
so
thought
it's
that
no
was
big
your
deal.
go-to.
No. And you know what? I think the other problem is, and I shouldn't do this, and I'm not consciously trying to do it, but I'm going through and I'm reading, the older stuff
Oh,
in
that.
between.
I was thinking about that as I was walking Harley this morning.
Yeah.
I forgot to do my bring my headset, so I didn't listen to podcasts. Usually, I listen to a podcast. But I love walking Harley on Sunday because it just, when I do it early, it's like the world stops. It's like there's no traffic on Sunday. There's nobody that I run into. It's just like me and Harley on a walk.
Yeah.
It's like incredible. It's like the zombie apocalypse occurred, and I'm like me and Harley are the. It's like a boy and his dog, kind of like walking in the. There's nothing around. But I was thinking about that because I was like, wow, he's leaving Spider-Man, and I was like, I wonder if he's left it before, and I didn't think he did.
Yeah.
It and I was like, man, I wonder if those back issues are influencing his mood. And the reason I say that is because it does me.
See, and that's what I'm wondering too, because I'm reading all these things, and I'm now at the point where I've never read some of these issues. Like, I'm doing like the 140s to the 150s,
Yeah.
and I've never read them before, and I'm reading them, and they are just so good. Whether
Yeah.
it was Jerry Conway writing or it was Len Wein writing, it's just so good. And I'm not consciously comparing the
Oh,
storytelling
I know
between the
you're
two.
not, but
But
I essentially do what that happens to me when I go on a back issue binge with Batman. And then I read the current Batman. I'm like, what? I get into that mode for me, and I think it influences some of my opinions
I think it's
when I
doing the
mix and
same.
match. But I don't read like you, so I don't fall. I'm not as susceptible as you are, I think, because you read your books as they come in,
Yeah,
and
my new ones.
I
Not
don't I
my back issues,
I don't.
but my
So
new ones.
I kind of see, I kind of read in trade, kind of, even though
Yeah.
I have the
Well,
singles.
you can binge read if you
Yeah.
want. Yeah.
So it's a
But
little different.
it was, you know what it is? It's not even the story itself, but of course this type of storytelling is so different these days than it was back then, where you would have all these like subplots, and I mean, really, it was a soap opera, right? I mean, Spider-Man, the older Spider-Man, was always a soap opera because what was going on with his friends or his love interest, that was always just as important as who he was fighting,
Yeah.
and you don't really see that as much. Obviously now, MJ's back in the mix, but there might be one or two pages, and then the rest is dealing with like the Tri-Sentinel or something like that. So
Yeah.
it's not the story. They don't tell stories like that, like
Are
they
you
used to. So,
gonna sit out the spider Geddon thing?
yeah,
Yeah.
I'm still getting Peter Parker right now,
Did
but
you sit out of Spider-Verse?
no, because I think that was all within the regular series.
No, it had Edge of Spider-Verse. It's following the
Yeah,
same pattern.
I did not get
It
Edge's like that because I
actually
just
went
got the
into
Spider-Verse.
Spider-Woman launched out of it. Spider-Gwen launched out of it. Silk launched out of it.
Yeah, that's true. I
They had that weird the weird series, a web of something or another that had the Porky Pig Spider-Man, Peter Porker.
Oh, yeah, Spectacular Spider-Ham.
Yeah, it was in Web Slingers, I think is what it was, or one of those titles. So they like launched a lot, so they're just doing it again.
Yeah. No, I got whatever issues were in the main titles, but I didn't get like Edge of or anything. But I did buy Silk and Spider-Woman at the time, but not Spider-Gwen. I tried
Yeah,
Spider-Gwen, but I couldn't get into it.
I tried to get her first appearance, but I held out to my to my dismay. I was like, that's just gonna be a hot item for a month and it'll go away, and it never came back down.
I ended up buying it about a month after it came out on eBay, so I do have it.
I had an opportunity to buy it for $9, and
Yeah, I think mine was about $10 to $13.
so I was
Yeah.
like, and my shop owner guy had a copy, and he said, "Well, I'll sell it for $9." And I'm like, "I ain't gonna buy that." I said,
It just came out.
"It's gonna just came out. It'll come down."
Yeah.
I said, and sure enough, it didn't. And I'm still waiting on it. I have the
Yeah.
other ones because there's another Edge of Spider-Verse that went up.
Yeah.
For
I don't
the
know.
Spider-Man Noir, I think it is, or I can't remember which one it is, but one of them, and I have that one
Oh yeah,
because
that's number one. I'm looking at it.
as soon as I realized that they were having first appearances of spider characters, I bought the collection minus the popular one. And now the I was going into the event saying I want to skip out on this Edge of Spider-Verse, and then I saw these new characters and I'm like, fuck, I better not do it. I better not do it because I'm conditioned now. And
Yeah.
they had the Spider-Ben in issue 3, which sold out at the distributor, but I was able to get a copy. Because I didn't order them. That was the crazy month where I decided to cut back, and
Wow.
I'm living with my sins now,
Yeah, a couple months later.
trying to recoup the 1 month that I went nuts.
Do you own Peter Porker's first appearance that was in Marvel Tales TALS?
No.
Oh, you see, that's back from 1983. I have
I
that one.
hated those books.
Oh, it was so cool. It
No,
was funny.
I didn't like any of those cartoony things
Oh,
back
it
then.
had the Goose Rider.
Now I'm a different person. I'm different now than I was then. Now I want everything.
You were too cool back then to get
No, but
those.
no, back then I didn't want Peter Porker. I didn't want Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
Oh, I like
And
that
it's like now I'll run across a Bugs Bunny Dell comic or what, a Gold Key comic, and I want it. You know, it's like things have changed.
Yeah,
So
that's funny.
if I come across them, I'll buy them. But I never used to go for that goofy shit. Nope.
Yeah.
I was like Daryl. It had to be dark. I'm very different now.
Now you like it all.
I've gone through phases just like
Yeah.
anybody else has.
Yeah.
I've broke some runs like that I wish I wouldn't have, but I've recouped most of them on the DC side. When I've broke something, I completed it for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? The other thing that I got was I got Spectacular Spider-Man Annual Number 3, which now leaves me with only needing Annual Number 1 to have the whole run of the 70s, 80s Spectacular Spider-Man.
Nice.
Yeah, so I only need to find Annual 1, and then I'm done.
See, I don't buy Iceman now. Like, I haven't liked the new Iceman. I
Yeah.
bought the Champions issues because I love the Champions, and then I saw in the solicits that it's Spider-Man and his amazing friends, that I just had to get it. It was like Iceman number 3. I'm like, okay, I gotta get it.
Well, that's good.
So every now and then they have like a book that I don't normally get, and then they throw in something, some character or something that I want to see.
Yeah. What do you think your next rabbit hole is going to be in terms of not necessarily, well, it could be reading, but like to try to next kind of like co my comic book
Well,
shop
I don't know if you
order.
listened to the latest one, but well, no,
Now
not
I'm a
the
little
late.
bit behind.
Not the latest one, but the penultimate one, the one before it. I talked about like a lot of freaking books that I bought. So I completed a lot. Like my Teen Titans, I've got everything now. And I
Oh, really?
re-audited the everything, so I have everything now. Everything. There's one or two that I want a better grade on, so like, I'll keep my eye out. But other than that, it's a solid. I got new Teen Titans, I got Teen Titans, I got Tales of the Teen Titans. I got every volume of it. I've got Brave and the Bold, their first appearances,
Do you? You got Brave, the
Yeah.
first Brave, yeah?
Yeah. I've gotten all that stuff, so I
As
completed
expensive as
that.
I thought it would be. I looked that up just recently.
Ghost
I expected it.
Rider, I just went down that rabbit hole and I'm almost finished. So I'm proud to say I'm like 4 issues away from completing all volumes of Ghost Rider. So that was a
Wow.
big accomplishment. I got one Marvel Spotlight to go, and it's not his first appearance. I got the one Danny Ketch, which is annual number 2, which I haven't been able to find, which is a weird one. And then I got like 2, 4, and 8 or something like that. And then I'm all done.
Wow, that's
And then
awesome.
I went on a Punisher tear, and I completed Warzone. I'm almost done with Punisher War Journal, and then I'm going to start working on Punisher. And then that's where the first appearance of the Punisher comes in. That's what I've, been trying to get to.
Yeah.
An another stinking expensive one that I see at
Yes.
every con, That one's there all the time.
That's one that's very common that you'll be able to pick up anytime you want. The only thing is it's just going to keep getting more expensive.
Yeah.
So you probably need to do something about that soon.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to some questions. Surprisingly, we got quite a few.
All right, let's do it.
One of them's really good, and I don't know the answer, and I didn't Google it either. So
Oh, okay.
maybe you do. I can kind of take a guess by going into my comic shop and looking for something, but I'm not gonna do it yet.
Okay.
But this is from Joe Crawford
Okay.
on Twitter. Iowa's Joe. He says Cameco, Eclipse, and the first merge, they merge into one company like UPN and WB. What is the company name and what titles are your big three?
Wait, okay, so it's Cameco first and
Eclipse. They merge into
Eclipse.
one title.
Oh,
Do
jeez.
you know the answer offhand?
I what I would want to call the thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any idea.
Well, oh man,
I
that's a
got
tough one.
some ideas about the books. I can't think of what Eclipse published.
Eclipse, poof. Scout? I think Scout is one of them.
Okay.
Scout is the one that I'm familiar with. I'm not a good expert in these eras of comic books. I have a full collection of Airboy, but not all his books. He has a lot of books.
Yeah.
And Aztec Ace, I have some of that stuff.
Where can't you search by publisher
Well,
in this database?
just go to Scout, like type in Scout and then click on Eclipse and it'll bring up all the books.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there's a James Bond. That'll be interesting. I've been into James Bond lately. He has an Eclipse series called Permission to Die by Mike Grell. Motherfuck! That's going on my order right now. Son of a bitch, Joe. Damn it. Ah.
What is he doing to you? Can you believe this?
Oh man, he just hit my Mike Grell weak spot. And then I just say, oh, James Bond, Mike Grell, why don't I have this? So I'm going to my comic shop right now and looking for it.
All right, so what would you want to call this company?
Well, I don't know if he's asking if it. What is the
Ask the
company
question
name?
again.
I didn't know if it was hypothetical or if it really was, but I think it's hypothetical.
I think so too, but
He says
what was the
Cameco
question?
eclipse first. Oh, and first, don't take it like as first, but the company first, merge into one
Yeah.
company. What is the company name and which titles are your big three? When I read it the first time, I thought it really happened. So
Oh,
I was like
no.
going down the E-Man just right now, searching on E-Man, because I know E-Man went to two of those companies. Well,
Yeah.
no, E-Man started off in Charlton, and then he moved to Cameco, and then he moved to like two other companies. So I was like, did they like merge into something else? Cameco, Eclipse, and First.
Here's my answers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call it the first Eclipse Comics, and the three titles I would want to see come over are The Elementals, which is Kimiko, Badger from First, and Aztec Ace from Eclipse.
I'm thinking about the name still, but I think what I'll go with is Scout, because I don't have many of them, but it's Tim Truman and I love that stuff. And I love the creator. So I'll go with Scout, Star Slayer, because I love that stuff, and that's Mike Grell. Star Slayer was, oh no, Star Slayer wasn't That was Pacific. So you gotta throw in another dead universe. Star Slayer is not in that list.
Really?
No, I thought he was in there.
So did I.
So let me search by first. I have to look him up because I don't remember it. Oh man, that's a tough one because that one has American flag too. And E-Man. E-Man's been all over the place. Oh, I know what it'll be. I'm just, it'll be John Sable, freelance for sure.
Did you know I've never read any of that?
Oh my God, it's so good. And that is another creator. So we got Tim Truman and Mike Grell. Now I gotta look for Kimiko. I'm on the fence with E-Man. I like E-Man and I have almost a full run, but I don't like love it.
I like E-Man a lot too, but I'm a huge fan of the Elementals. I have the whole first volume, and I just absolutely think it's terrific.
Wow, this one's interesting because there's not a lot of love for Kimiko, like that I'd be interested in. I
You're
mean,
not a big Robotech
there's Grant. Oh, take the robos away from me.
fan?
Unless it's somebody that I love doing it, I stay away from Transformers, Voltron, Robotech, everything. I'm curious about Justice Machine.
Oh, okay.
I'm sort of curious about Elementals because that's Bill Willingham. But
Yeah. Have
man,
you ever read any of the Elementals or no?
one or two issues, but
Okay.
it's hard to like judge a book based on like
Yeah.
issue 5 and issue 30 or something.
Yeah, and that's how I was until recently, and then past five years or so, I actually picked them all up and
Oh, I know what I'll go with. The Trouble with Girls. I like that. So I got The Trouble with Girls, Scout, and John Sable. Those are the books I would go with.
nice.
And as far as the company, oh man. I can't think of a better name than you gave, but
I know, right? I just made one up.
mean, you could put something in there, but I would just name it something altogether, something different, some other creation.
Yeah.
Geek Brunch Comics, that's what
There you
I'd call
go.
it.
See? Perfect.
And me and Bill are writing all the new versions with the artists Tim Truman and
That's
Mike
right.
Grell and Willingham. And Willingham did do art in that too, didn't he?
At the
Yeah.
beginning, yeah.
I always forget that the guy was drawing too.
Yeah, just at the start. But yeah, it was cool. There was a there was I know you're not into this stuff, but there was a role-playing game called Villains and Vigilantes, and it was, superhero type Dungeons and Dragons, right? And some of the villains that were in some of those first adventures in Villains and Vigilantes actually are also featured in Elementals, and I think that's because Bill Willingham had a hand in that role-playing game as well. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the next question.
Sounds good.
This is Ross is a master of questions. Yeah, he doesn't ask me a lot of questions, but when he comes up with some damn good questions. Like he's the, in my opinion, the best question person. He said because there's some like he makes questions that are different than your typical questions. Like there's some things that you have to think about. And I don't know, he always puts like a twist in it, and he's saying a schoolyard swap steal time. Each of you gets to trade or take two comics from each other's collection, but the other guy gets to choose and you can't refuse.
So we get
I know
two
what
of
I'd
each
go.
other's
See,
comics.
I don't know if you know what I have, but I sort of know what you have.
I know you have a lot of stuff, Mike.
And I know what I would go for. I'd go for the first
Yeah, you go
Punisher.
first. Okay, yep,
Amazing
I got that.
Spider-Man, was it 129? I'd go for that one. And then the other one I would go for is the X-Men number one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to take your Batman number three.
I knew you were gonna say
Now,
that.
in terms of the other one, it's so hard because you have so many comics, and I don't know everything that you have and don't have, and I'm trying to think.
You could take a guess, but if you guess wrong, you don't get nothing.
Oh, that's not right. I think I probably would end up just going through and I probably want like a Golden Age Plastic Man. Like I don't know what issue numbers you have, but I probably would look for a Golden Age Plastic Man because I don't have any Golden Age Plastic Man.
Let's see what you would get if you went for the earliest.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd probably go for Police Comics then,
Yeah. I would.
which is pretty cool because you'd get number 10.
Number two. See, there you go. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
You don't have Avengers 4, right?
No.
Okay.
My earliest
It's a good thing
Avenger.
I didn't pick that one.
It's a
I would
good
have
thing.
missed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my earliest Avengers is number 5.
Number five.
But it's God, this book was heartbreaking. It looks phenomenal. It is God, I would say like almost on the cusp of like very fine minus. My number 5, except guess what it might have on it or have done had done to it.
Do you have tape or something on there?
No.
What?
Get one more guess.
Something on there?
Something that somebody does to a book back in the day that really, really devalues a book.
They write all over?
No, but they hole punched it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's worse than my two guesses.
But it is a beautiful book, I tell you.
The hell were they doing?
And then my
They wanted to put
earliest,
it in a three ring binder?
my next earliest Avenger is number 9, which is the first appearance of Wonder Man.
Wow. That's a good one.
And then not until 32 which is the first appearance of Ben Foster, Giant Man, and the Sons of the Serpent, which. And then I like have almost a solid run from 37 on, missing like 5 issues. But
Really? Wow.
yeah, there's a handful. Except towards the tail end, I dropped it again when it became like Marvel Edge or what the hell was it called? I can't
Yeah,
remember
I know what you're talking
what they
about,
did
though.
about it. It was a strange time in comics when Marvel went to the Marvel Edge. It was like late 90s, I think.
Yeah, I stuck with it till the end.
I sort of left it, but I am going down a lot of Marvel holes lately, so I and
Let
when
me
I
ask you one more question.
yeah.
Adventure Comics, the old Adventure Comics, do you have any old Adventure Comics?
I have not no, nothing is what Golden Age, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. One of
No.
my big one of my biggest wishes, because there's no way I would ever get
Starman?
ever yeah, I'd never get Adventure Comics 61. That's the first appearance of Starman. Near Mint says 26,000. There's no way. But I could afford at some point maybe Adventure Comics 67, which is the first appearance of the Mist, who featured prominently in James Robinson's run. So that actually would be doable at some point. But I can tell you, I have searches set on like a lot of different sites. It practically never comes up. I
Yeah.
think it's come up once in going on 15 years.
Well, I have Adventure Comics like from 419 on,
Wow.
continuous,
Yeah, I
and
don't
that
have very many of them at all.
I've met the
The 73.
'73 date, but I'm becoming really big. This is a fad I'm in right now. This is another rabbit hole. Legion of Superheroes. I'm becoming really into that right now, and a lot of the key appearances are in Action Comics and
Yeah,
Adventure
I was
Comics.
surprised about that. I would have thought more adventure.
So I've been going down the Legion of Superheroes hole, and there's one Supergirl one that I still need, but like when she became like the main character of Adventure Comics, I have like one left to go.
Yeah.
Cause I love Supergirl. I really do. She's one of my characters that I dig.
Well, for me, it's fun to see you get a lot of these legions, because you know what a big fan of the Legion I've been
Yeah, I've been
over the
targeting
years.
right now I've been targeting like characters that are special to me, which are some of the more obscure ones. Like this one I just got is Timberwolf. And it's got Feral Lad. Like you always see Feral Lad when they show dead, you know, like
Yeah.
somebody dead.
I actually
A
have his
statue of,
death.
yeah. Have you ever seen the God, it was if this was at a con I saw only once, but there was a time where somebody put out this Legion of Superheroes DC Direct multi-piece action figure set, and you had to order it. Like you couldn't get it like from previews or anything. And it has like almost all the Legion and Super. It even has Invisible Kid, and he really doesn't have a figure. They cheat you on that one because there's nothing in it.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing in it. It's just a spot for him.
That's
But
pretty funny.
I showed Barb and I told Barb, I said, I don't get toys anymore, but I tell her if I ever see this in where a place where I don't have to take it on the plane, I am going to buy it. It's an awesome set.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're a rat. They're kind of like the X-Men to me because it's like an area that I never explored when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then, like my brother was the X-Men guy. And I never got into the Legion until like way late, like the Abnett and Landing stuff.
Yeah.
When they had two series, like Legion of Superheroes and Legionnaires or whatever
Yeah,
that, you
after
know.
like 0 hour and
And they
stuff.
had pockets and they had the belts.
Yes.
And then they started renaming their names. They gave them like different names.
Yeah, they were kind of interesting, though, I thought.
Yeah.
Some of those names, like what Phantom Girl was Apparition, and Lightning Lad was Livewire, I think.
Yeah, they changed the names a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about the time that I started like recognizing them. And now that I'm older, I'm like, I want to learn more about them. And the X-Men I've been getting into a lot. The thing I was gonna ask you, and this is not retro, but I'm
Okay.
dying to this is the podcast of tangents. But I absolutely fell in love with The Gifted. Like, it blew my
Yeah.
fucking mind. Like,
Uh-huh.
the thing I love about it, like that it to me that it gets is like the tension between humanity and in the mutants. Like, it did it better than any film I've ever seen. And I just think it's amazing. Have you finished watching it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, me and my wife keep a lot of the superhero shows seem to be very hot and cold for me. Like, I'll watch it for a while, then I kind of get tired of it. I feel like it's almost like the, I mean, not that it's not entertaining, but it's kind of like the same thing, just as different hero. This one, yeah, we really both thought was super well done. So, yeah, we watched the whole first series. First season.
It is intense. Like it is like stressful because you got like division of family, and it's just like, who's right? Do you know what I mean? Because you could see like the point from everybody's perspective. Even the Sentinel Services guy. I mean, he lost his daughter. And
Oh
it's
my
just,
God, that was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
I know, but you could, and then he lost his partner. Do you see what I'm saying? So
Oh,
you
yeah.
could, you, if you start looking at it from perspectives, you could side with any one of those groups.
But
Do you
that's
know what I
what
mean?
makes it
Face,
good, is
well,
that
oh
you
my
don't have
God.
like evil per like you understand why he's doing what he's doing. Even
Yes.
if you're rooting for, the kids and stuff, you understand why he's doing it.
And then
It's
even the
interesting.
division of brother and sister. I mean, it's just like it's crazy.
Did you recognize her that she was Silver St. Cloud in Gotham?
I did not.
Yeah,
I did not.
she was in Gotham, what, second season or whatever?
I finished that too, and it was amazing. That's freaking crazy.
That one I fell away from after a couple, I think two or
You missed No Man's Land, man. That went all No Man's Land. It
Did it
went
really?
insane, yeah. It went
That's
insane.
funny.
It's like now you
Yeah.
now Gotham is like sectioned off from everything else,
Oh my God.
and there's all these like factions like of gangsters that are forming, and the police and kind of Bruce are like one of their own now. So it's
Wow.
like, and they kind of introduced the Batmobile and all kinds of crazy shit. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool. This is the last season coming up, I think, right? This
Yeah,
September.
it's the final season. I can't wait because I
Yeah.
got really those are two series that like just knocked my I started doing the elliptical thing again, and it's like, wow, these are awesome. And then I started Cloak and Dagger now. That's the next one I'm going through. But the Gifted, man, I don't know, man. I just think they did everything right.
Yeah, it was
And
very good. I thought it was very good.
like I had no idea that that was the cuckoo initially.
I know.
It took a while for me, but I was like, Esme, like they said her name, and I'm like, that sounds fucking familiar. And
Yeah.
she was driving me crazy. Like a good show will have like somebody that is like, man, she's playing all sides to get what she wants. And she's just manipulating everybody, and it's so Emma Frost. I was like, and it's the cuckoos, the Stepford Cuckoos. Aren't they
Yeah.
clones of Emma?
Yes,
So
they are.
it's
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was wondering. I'm like, are they gonna end up showing the White Queen at some point? Who knows? But
yeah,
even
it's
if they don't, it's
insane.
still really interesting.
But do you even like, she's just like so, like I always have a hard time with the X-Men because I was like, where would I side? And sometimes I think I would be with Magneto. I really do. Because
Yeah.
it's like you're protecting your own species, and it's like, this is, you have to. But
Well, it goes back to a great that's why he's a great villain, because again, you can actually understand from where he's coming from, why he's doing what he's doing.
yeah,
You
and that's
know?
why he's been a good guy too.
Yeah.
I can relate to Magneto, and I hate to say this because he's kind of a bad guy, but I can relate to Magneto more than I can Professor X.
Yeah.
Like just from his philosophies and perspective and where he came from. Like I get it. And
I am in generally not a f I'm not a fan of making villains. They try to turn villains into heroes, but with Magneto, oh, absolutely. I totally understand why. Like, I think he works very, very well in that kind of gray area, and you can see him kind of shift back and forth depending on like how he's working things. Some
yeah.
other hero, some other villains, you know, I don't like it when they, I mean, because they get popular, like a Sabretooth or something like that. Don't put him on a hero team, but for him, oh yeah, absolutely.
I sometimes like the villain on the I'm opposite because
Well, it depends on how they actually like how they actually do it. It all depends.
it's like a different motivation. When you think about it, Emma Frost is a great character.
Yeah.
Like if she's in Generation X or any of the other stuff, and she's a villain. I mean, she does some dark ass things, man. And
No,
I'm even talking recently. I mean,
you're
hiding
right.
the death of her husband
Oh, yeah.
in making it look like somebody killed her from the Inhumans, and he's been dead already. You know? Do you see
Are
what
you,
I'm saying?
yeah, oh yeah. Are you caught up with X-Men Blue or no?
No, just gold.
Okay, so then in that case, when you get to it, you'll see that she starts having a presence in there as well with some other characters, and you kind of wonder. And but to your point, you see some of the stuff that you're talking about, so it's
Yeah.
very, very interesting.
I really enjoyed Gold. I like marathon through it, and I was so behind. It was like I read 25 books,
Yeah.
like back to back to back to back to back.
Well, they're both ending at 36, so.
Well, you know what drew me in there is the rabbit hole. I read Rogue and Gambit, and because I read Rogue and the Gambit, I wanted to read The Wedding. So I just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna jump into The Wedding Special." And then I
Yeah.
got caught up in that drama because I actually thought that was done really well, because it like flipped the switch, but it sort of made sense if you've been reading Rogue and Gambit and everything else that was going on. So I like the way they did it, and then they've kind of like planted seeds because I went back and I read it out of order. You know, I read the
Yeah.
Prelude to the Wedding, and then I read The Wedding and. Or what wasn't the wedding, and then read after it, and then I went back and read it, and I saw how things were, you know, changing and stuff. And I like the Rachel stuff, like, 'cause I've always liked her, you know, like with Mesmero, like I became caught up in him. He's sort of a weird villain,
Yeah.
and I dug that. And even the Excalibur thing was really, really good. I thought it just was weird. It was just an annual,
Yeah.
but they had a baby that was very strange.
I
I was like, wow.
You know what really is good, and I don't know if you're picking it up. I assume that you are, but the Matthew Rosenberg just took over Astonishing X-Men a few months ago.
I am picking it. I'm
It
all in
is
on the X-Men.
it's
Yeah.
incredible, Mike. If you read any of it, it's really good.
I gotta catch up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But finish, do your X-Men Blue before you pick up, get into the Rosenberg Astonishing X-Men
See, I
because.
had I was caught up all the way up until the Mojo crossover when the books were kind of joined at the hip.
Yeah.
So I had read up to that point, and then I had fallen that behind, and then I just got off on the X-Men Gold because of that rabbit hole, because
Right.
I read that. I like Kelly, is her name Kelly Thompson? I like the way she writes. I dig it. Like I dig her, like even her West Coast Avengers, it's a little weird, but I just like the way she writes. It flows in my head. Like,
Yeah,
so I'm a
I
fan of
only read
her
the first
writing.
issue of that and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. It was bizarre as hell, and it's got like a sense of humor to it that I don't know if I like yet, but I do like that it has like the feel of like Hawkeye. You know what I mean? The way it's written.
Yes. And I know that it's not announce, I mean, they didn't announce it as a miniseries, but you know, I mean, it's not going to last for a long run. So I'm going to enjoy it while it's coming out, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like it because it like went over their entire lives. Do you know what I mean? Like at that crazy facility, a couple's facility for mutants, or I don't know what it was. It was weird.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was. That's cool.
But that was a big tangent. I just wanted to ask you about The Gifted and
Yeah, that's a good show. I like it a lot. You're in the middle of it right
No,
now, or
I'm
you
done. I'm
oh,
done.
you finished it. Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
I finished it.
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
off on Cloak and Dagger now.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. Yeah.
So we answered Ross's question, and I think there's only two more.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Kirk had a question. The first series you bought off the spinner rack that you remember trying to track down every month.
Okay.
I know my answer, and
Go ahead.
it's way late.
Oh, it was way late.
Well, I mean, it's off the spinner rack, but when I was in the spinner rack days, I never cared what I got off the spinner rack. I mean,
Oh, okay.
I tried to get some series, but they didn't always show up, so you kind of get this attitude like I'll get whatever's there.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna answer it in two forms. The first time I actually started to get like sequential comics was John Byrne's Fantastic Four. And that's when I started to try to look for things as a monthly. And then around the same sort of time, these were 60-cent issues, I believe. I made sure that I was there every like I hooked up with the drugstore and I said, "When are these new comics coming?" And then I got real passionate and I was like, "I need to get Wolverine and Hercules because they came out around the same time and there were minis." That was the four issue Wolverine and the Bob Layton Hercules. That's when I was like at the spinner rack when the comics came out and I was making sure I got all four of them.
Well, I think for me, the first time I was a little bit younger, in terms of wanting to get every issue, and it would have been Brave and the Bold, and it was right around the just after 150. It was like 153, 154. And we had a convenience store at the corner of my street, and I would go and pretty regularly they would have it. So I was doing well, but then all of a sudden, if it seemed like it was a while and I wasn't, and one wasn't showing up, and there was a drugstore nearby, there was another convenience store within bike riding distance, and I mean, I would hit them like one after the other, just and I managed to keep tracking them down until,
You know what?
it
That's my
ended at 200.
that is so fucking weird because that's my first Brave and the Bold I bought off the spinner rack. The
Which one?
Batman and Red Tornado.
Oh my God, are you serious?
It's the first Brave and the Bold I bought off the spinner rack.
Well, when they started to, I was pretty good about getting all of them until towards the end, and I'm assuming that the print run probably decreased or whatever before they canceled it. And I for the longest time, I was missing a lot of those ones in the top 190s and 200 until actually just recently in the past few years, I got the last one I needed. But Mike, that's crazy. The first one that I actually got was the one before that. I think it's with the Atom.
Before
Have it in.
153?
Yeah, is it like Batman and the
Yeah,
Atom?
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I got that one. I'm not even sure if I read it, and I traded it to a friend across the street. And then I got the Red Tornado one, and I loved it, and it killed me that I traded away this other one.
I
And
actually
he wouldn't give
read
it back. He wouldn't trade it back
that.
to me. He
Yeah.
would not trade it back to me. And then finally, 10 years later, he got out of comic books, and he handed me his short box of comics. He said, "Here, you can have them." And it was there, and I'm like, "Oh my God, 10 years later, I finally have this book again." So really, 153 was the start for me as well, because even though it wasn't the first one I bought, it's the first one I actually started collecting.
Yeah, 153 was the first one I bought, and I did buy 155 off the spinner rack, and then I didn't get any for quite some time after that.
Yeah. No, for me, it was – I mean, I look at these covers, and I have these, like, strong memories of this convenience store, because I got – I would just pick them up. I mean, it was nothing better. Like, as a kid, you know,
didn't get Brave and the Bold all the time. They just mysteriously showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to be really selective, because if you have $1.25, you kind of have to say, "Oh, I got 35 comics or 50 comics to choose from. What do I choose?" You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you go cross company and it's like, "Oh my God, there's so much." And then some cover would drive you to buy something else.
Oh, for sure. I would search near the laundry room to see if they took out any change from the washer or dryer or something. I would search my parents' couch cushions to see if any change was falling through the cracks. Just enough. I mean, you could do that because, you know, the comics at that point were between 40 and 60 cents around that time frame. And, you know, you might be able to scrounge up 60 cents and get a comic book. But
okay, so this is there's a second part to that question. First place you set up a pull list or began to pre-order from?
That's easy for me because it's still the same place that I go to now.
For me too.
Queen City Comics in Buffalo. I still go there today.
Yeah, mine was Tall Tales in Albuquerque on Wyoming. That was the first time. That wasn't my first comic store. It was the first time I understood a pull list.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I understood that there was Capital and Diamond, and I could choose. I could get both catalogs and pre-order from.
Now, I couldn't tell you exactly how far into me going to Queen City that I finally realized that I could actually ask for these in advance and not have to just show up there and see what they have. It might have been quite a few months. I don't know. They probably end up telling me, like, "Listen, instead of like just picking and choosing,
about the Brave and the Bold," because
it is.
I don't know what it was about Red Tornado, but I was like, I think that was my first exposure to Red Tornado. And I was kind of blown away. Like it might not have been because, man, I think that was the time he was in the Justice League too.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think a Justice League was probably my first exposure to the character, but he looks cool as hell.
See, I'm telling you, I want to say it's Chris Campbell that maybe downplays Red Tornado. What was it, him? I don't know. I want to say that.
Oh, he downplays a lot. He downplays Azrael. He downplays a lot of characters.
I love Red Tornado. He's one of my favorite heroes, actually.
Yeah.
In terms of those that are very rarely featured,
have his original action figure too from the Superpowers collection.
I think I do too.
And he's pretty awesome because you push his arms together and he spins.
His legs spin around.
Yeah. It's the same as the figure they have, the samurai guy.
I don't have him.
Collection, and I have him too, and he spins as well.
Here's a question for you: why don't I have the first appearance of the Red Tornado? That's a good question, right?
Justice League, isn't it?
It's got to be. It's not showing up in our database. It just says Ma Hunkel.
Oh, that is the original Red Tornado.
Yeah, but I don't need the first appearance of her. At least not for $5,000.
I thought it was in Justice League, because I think I own it.
I'm going to have to look that up at some point.
Actually, if you go to Wikipedia, I bet you it's there.
I'm sure. I can look at that later.
Well, I'm curious now. I have to go down the rabbit hole. But while I'm going down the rabbit hole, the last question. Is from Robbie Scar. He says, "Do you think DC and Marvel will ever do another run of Amalgam again?"
I mean, I suppose it's possible. I don't see it anytime soon.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what their profits were during that. If they were like beneficial to both companies, then
Yeah.
I think they'll do it again eventually, but
And you
maybe.
know, I've also heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that in the current environment, obviously, as far as, you know, for years when we started collecting, I think DC was always owned by Warner Brothers, but with Disney owning Marvel and stuff, I've heard from creators that those crossovers, those joint efforts aren't really in the cards anymore these days.
Yeah.
That they want to focus on their own stuff and not work with the other company. So.
I actually prefer when they're not amalgamated. Like amalgamated means it's a mashing of Batman and Agents of Shield, or do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's like I prefer more when it's like New Teen Titans X-Men or
Yeah.
Spider-Man and Superman.
Superman.
Or Incredible Hulk and Batman. I like those crossovers way
Yeah.
more than I do the amalgamation of the characters. But matter of fact, I don't even think I have a complete run of Amalgam. I gotta do that at some point. I think I
Did
have
you?
half. Well, they had two sets of Amalgam. I think I have the first half and not the second.
Yeah, I have very few of those. Did you get the Marvel versus DC mini that they did whenever that
Yeah,
was,
yes,
like
I
20
did.
years ago? Yeah, me
Yes.
too.
Yeah. I was always rooting for DC. I was so bad. I was like, "Oh, Aquaman beat Namor." I was like, "A Batman beat Captain America." I was so biased.
Who did Superman fight? Thor?
Thor,
Yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't remember.
In actuality, and trying to not use a bias, the DC characters appear more godlike to the Marvel characters. I don't know how to say
I
it, but
100% agree. 100%.
yeah.
I
And
think that,
I think that's on purpose. I think Marvel
yeah.
wants to make them more human or put them back so people can relate to them, whereas DC's always been the opposite. They're superheroes. They're
Yeah.
Above us.
I think in with very with a few exceptions, I think just trying to be impartial, I don't see a lot of the Marvel characters being able to defeat what you know what their counterpart is
Yeah.
saying it is on the DC side. I don't know. That's just my view.
And like someone like Batman, I don't even see anybody lining up with him. Like Cap, you can't. Like he's not even, God, he's not even close at that level. Like strength wise, yes. Like I think if it was like a fist, but brain wise, no way. Like
No, not brain.
Batman would
No.
have outthunk him like 100 times. I guess if Cat took him down before Batman had time to think about it. But it like Thor Superman, unless he used a weakness against Superman, there's just not hap it's not happening.
No, but
Thor
even Hulk
Superman.
versus Superman, I don't, I
Well,
really don't.
it depends on what version of Hulk, because
Yeah.
oh my God, when he's Bruce Banner smart, oh my God, he's lethal. Holy crap. And even when he's a monster, he has potential to just lose control, like just turn into chaos.
But some of the matchups, I'm just looking at the covers and I'm assuming the mat like Wonder Woman it looks like against Storm. Like how I don't
Yeah,
see how
that.
Storm could possibly beat
No,
Wonder Woman.
no way, no
And
way.
then Flash against Quicksilver. I mean
Oh, the, they that that They're not even in the same league as far
No,
as speed.
and they're not written as if, so it's not like I'm showing my bias. It's like nobody's ever written Quicksilver as being at the level of the Flash.
Yeah, no light
I like he's
speed,
not
no,
supposed to be at that
no,
level.
not able to break the speed, what do you call it?
Yeah, the
To
speed.
cross multiverses and shit like that.
I mean, they've
There's no
never written
cosmic
him that way.
treadmill. I mean,
Yeah. I see Robin goes up against Jubilee.
Robin would win if
Yes,
that's
I
if
know.
I'm sorry, Rob.
No, there is
I am so
no
sorry.
that it wouldn't even it shouldn't even be a contest. For real, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how could that possibly be a contest? She can throw lights out, but she has no fighting skills
Who was
at all.
Spider-Man matched up against?
According to this, according to just the, I'm just looking at covers. I mean, does this sound right? Superboy? I don't have any idea.
I would take Spider-Man over Superboy in a heartbeat.
So would
If
I.
that, if that, if that,
Now,
okay, so.
Superboy is strong, though. He's very strong.
No, but he's too stupid.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, according to all the covers, it looks like they're fighting each other, so.
he's very arrogant.
And Lobo's fighting Wolverine.
I take. Oh, Lobo's just ridiculously invulnerable.
Yeah, and that's the thing is
And
like
his strength is like way beyond like what Wolverine. They have the ability to heal, both of them. But
I
Lobo, to
like
me,
Wolverine when he's
Lobo's at a different level. Like
yeah
if Lobo was more grounded, I would take Wolverine, but.
like recent Wolverine, maybe not like current, but in the past 10 years. He's been written like it doesn't make a difference what you do to him. He's just going to regenerate. I preferred the older stuff in the 80s and even into the beginning of the 90s where, I mean, Wolverine wasn't just, he couldn't like regenerate from a single cell. He had great healing factor, but he wasn't regenerating like, entire pieces of the body.
I don't remember what series it was, but I remember this scene, and I think it was the Punisher running over him on the steamroller, like flattening him, and him coming back. He was literally flattened.
I mean, I loved the like those X-Men issues where like, he'd have a like some sort of a crazy like poison or virus or something like that. Like he's fighting it off, but he's as sick as hell. But he's like fighting through it to try, but you can tell this is really affecting him until he beats, kills it out of his system. Whereas now, I mean, that stuff would like he'd be fine in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I liked it,
Who
with the other stuff.
else was there? Did they have any others that were obvious or?
Let's see. So we said Batman and Cap, and you said Aquaman and Namor. Those were obvious ones. Well, actually, according to the cover, it looks like they've got Captain Marvel Shazam against Thor. It looks like they're saying Hulk against Superman. So the Thor, if that's true, Thor and Captain Marvel Shazam would be an interesting one because they both, because of that lightning thing, can Thor change him into that with a lightning strike, or does he have to say his name? I would assume he has to say his name. So lightning shouldn't just change him. I don't know. But that's it. That's the only ones
They
that are on the cover.
play Shazam really weird because
Yeah.
he's supposed to have the wisdom of Solomon, but he doesn't always seem smart.
No. No.
So I don't know. Like
Yeah.
if it's Thor Captain Mar Oh, that's when Thor had a horrible costume too.
Yeah, I'm
Oh
looking
my
at that.
God, that was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I can't believe Jubilee Robin. Oh my God.
You like that, huh?
They should have at least done Bucky Robin or she's
Yeah, they
got
should have.
powers maybe. Robin has none. But if
Is
that's
this
Tim,
where Amalgam came
that's
out
Tim
of?
Drake. I think so.
It looks like it. If you look at the last co cover, it looks like
I think it's what
it's
launched
combining
Amal.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. Interesting.
I
I
don't
didn't
know,
remember that at
man.
all.
Superman the Hulk. That's a tough one.
You can,
I guess the only one I give for sure is the Spider-Man
yeah.
Superboy.
You could, depending on what Hulk you're
Arkansas.
writing, depending on what era of Superman, like, is it modern day? Is it the Silver Age? Is it Golden Age? You could make an argument for either one, I think, to win, the Hulk
Yeah.
or Superman.
All right, well, that's the last of the questions.
Those were fun.
Yeah, that well, we went off on a lot of tangents based on the questions.
Yeah, which shows how interesting they are, because it gets you thinking. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, there were A plus questions this time. I dug them all.
Yeah,
Thank you.
very nice. Indeed.
Usually we don't get like a lot, and they were all good this
Yeah,
morning. So,
that's fun.
yeah. So, do you want to talk about our the book that we
Yeah.
read together?
Sure. So that was let me bring it up. That was what, Avengers 39, I think that was the number.
59.
59. Sorry, 59. Yeah. So I saw it and I'm like, "Oh, I got to read this." Because I've never read it before. I don't know if you have. But it's the
I
first
have, but
appearance
I
of
don't rem
Yellow Jacket.
I don't think I have read it before because to be honest, I read it and I'm like, God, I'm glad I didn't read this when as my first exposure to Yellow Jacket. Because
Yeah.
my first exposure to Yellow Jacket was Defenders, which I it's that Sons of Serpent so story by Steve Gerber that I love so much.
Oh, okay.
And he wasn't portrayed as like an asshole. He's
Well,
always
he's
been
a real
arrogant.
jerk in this
He's
one.
a real arrogant son of a bitch, but
But there's a reason for it too. Like, it
yeah.
doesn't explain it in this issue, but historically, if you know about the character, you know what's going on.
Yeah. And then the
My
other
first
one was
experience with him
Marvel Team
was,
Up.
huh?
The other one was Marvel Team Up. And they
Oh,
were really good portrayals of Yellow Jacket.
mine probably was much later on in like the Avengers, like probably 220s or something like that, when he was still Yellow. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know if it was that far out or not, but or it might have been a little bit earlier, maybe two teens. But that's probably where I first saw him. But this one was, it was a really, actually, I must have been in a, I guess this morning I was in a really good mood in terms of what I decided to pick out, because I all the books that I picked, I really liked a lot, and this was no exception. So this is the first Yellow Jacket by Roy Thomas and John Buscema, and so it starts right away with Yellow Jack b busting a bunch of common criminals who are trying to steal a bunch of furs, and he's like you said, Mike, he's arrogant right away with the police. He s sticks around for the police to come, and he basically says, "I'm not testifying. That's not for me. I play cops and robbers. You're gonna have to figure this out yourself." And he leaves. And it even has a little cameo of Spider-Man reading about the new hero, because J. Jonah Jameson likes this hero. Apparently, he has a had a stake in that warehouse with the furs, so he's happy that it wasn't stolen. And then it will it cuts to the Avengers actually talking and stuff at their headquarters, and they're waiting for Hank Pym to show up. And at that point, he's still Giant Man, and the Yellow Jacket just suddenly appears. And first he sneaks up on Jarvis as Jarvis is polishing the silver, and he ties him
He's,
up.
yeah, it sucks because he's almost done. Like, I
Yeah.
only have one more to go, and then I could go about my normal business. And he sounds excited about
Yeah.
it.
But it's like, why does he tie him up? I don't know. But then he shows up at the where the rest of the heroes are, and he introduces himself and says he wants to sign up. Not only he wants to sign up for the Avengers, he wants to be a member of the Avengers, and then he goes to announce to everyone that he's killed Hank Pym.
Yeah,
Very, very bizarre, right? He causes.
how are you gonna join the Avengers saying I just killed one of your members? I want to become a member.
Yeah, I want to replace
And
him.
then not only that, but I'm gonna take Janet with me,
Yeah,
hijack her.
she faints. He grabs her, And then
I love that kiss. He's like, "Hey, baby, plant one here," and he's like,
tell,
just
tell me about it. In the environment that we are in these days, he's
yeah.
all but he's pretty much assaulting her.
It's it's a it's forced. Like he is it's an assault.
Oh, absolutely. But so, but then he explains how he snuck into Hank Pym's lab and basically he knocked him out, and then he got him to shrink and kept shrinking and shrinking, and the last that he saw him, he was being he's being taken by some sort of a spider, and he was going to end up getting killed. And they're like, "Are you kidding me? You're admitting that you killed him?" And then the rest of the Avengers are trying to take him out, but he calls some actual yellow jackets on him, like you said, Mike. He holds the Wasp hostage and gets away, and that's where he forces himself on Jan and
But
starts kissing her like
it is
crazy.
so much like a 70s romance comic because he's like being like this real asshole and forceful, and
And what does Jan say?
then the kiss, and it's like, oh my God, that kiss was like some so is so powerful. I don't know. I should be fighting him off, but I'm falling for him or something. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, he moved on her like a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that was insane.
Was crazy. And so they end up, so suddenly now Jan's homing device suddenly turns back on. So they assume that this is a trap, but they're going anyhow. And they start attacking and teaming up very well against Yellow Jacket this time around. And Wasp tells them to stop. And they're like, "What are you talking about? He just kidnapped you. Now you're telling us to stop. Why should we do that?" And she turns and looks at Hawkeye and says, "I'm going to marry him." And says, "Next, the wedding." And of course, at no point here does anyone reading this off the newsstand know what the hell is going on, why Jan would want to marry somebody that killed Giant Man.
It is
I
weird.
don't know if
It
they're
is
married yet
weird.
or not,
It is
but
weird too when they color Giant Man's hair, it looks reddish, at least in my copy.
I read it. How did you read it? I read it
Digitally.
digitally. Yeah, so it's probably the same for me.
So I, he looked he, when he was Giant Man, he looked different. He didn't look like Hank Pym.
Oh yeah, I see what you're looking at here.
Yeah, the fight scene.
But so I mean, this was I really, really enjoyed this, and I read this and knowing about Hank's mental problems and stuff, and knowing what this fight probably really was, in terms of probably being in his mind and stuff, and I thought it was fascinating. It was really interesting to see this early on. I haven't read a lot of early Avengers, Mike.
Yeah.
So just reading this, it's like, oh man, they really had a long history of Hank Pym just having a lot of problems.
He's in, he's it's like watching those horror movies where it's split personality shit.
Like the movie you and Bill were talking about that last time. It was High Tension, by the way.
Yeah. You knew exactly what I was talking about. That
Because
old fucking
I watched
rusty
it recently.
truck, yeah. I still didn't know the name after that episode. I'm glad
I
you
was
brought it
yelling
up.
in the car, "Mike, it's High Tension."
I could not remember the damn title. I was trying to, and I just couldn't. I remember the accent of the killer. Like he had a strong accent. And they, the big surprise, about them
Well, that's like
leading
a
to.
French movie or something, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it
In
is.
France? That was a good movie.
Yeah, oh, it was good. I'm glad
Yeah.
that you told me because I still didn't resolve it in
Yeah.
my brain. I couldn't. I know the memory. I have memories of the entire movie. I just could not think of the title, man. I couldn't think of the title. But it is kind of like that. I guess the Yellow Jacket thing is like High Tension. That's
It
good.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a good issue.
I would recommend if you enjoy Yellow Jacket to read Marvel Team Up. This one I think you'll dig, number 59, because it has Chris Claremont and John Byrne.
Marvel Team Up 59?
Yeah, you have to kind of read 59 and 60 because it's a
Okay.
two-parter. One is
I'm writing it down.
Spider-Man plus Yellowjacket and the Wasp, and then 60 is Spider-Man and the Wasp. But it's
Okay.
such a cool cover because Spider-Man's holding back the Wasp and he's saying, "No, Wasp, no." And he says, "You can't stop me. My husband was murdered before my eyes. I'll avenge him or die trying."
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I just wrote it down. So is that
And
on Unlimited or
it's
no?
in your wheelhouse of John Byrne and Claremont too because of X-Men,
Absolutely.
so it's yeah.
Oh, did you hear all that in the
Yeah, it sounds
background?
like fun.
They have to go wash their hands. Dinner's ready or lunch is ready. Wash your hands.
Is that fun to wash their hands? Do they like it?
Apparently he's excited about it today. Not
Well, they're
usually.
my what's to eat? That sounds delicious if he's excited about it.
Oh, I can tell you what he's probably eating because he eats the same thing every day.
What
He's
is
having
it?
probably chicken nuggets and green beans
That seems to
and
be the
something
kids'
else.
go-to, the
Yeah.
chicken nuggets.
The chicken nuggets, definitely. But this kid, we have those steam fresh,
The green
packages of
beans,
green beans you throw in. I like them. They're not real soggy in that way and stuff. They're pretty good. And Zach will eat he could eat the entire bag of green beans in one sitting. It's crazy.
That sounds good.
Okay. And Allie wants you to know, Mike, that the way that Zach likes green beans, she really likes peas. She just wanted me to make sure that you know.
You know how Zach is into Legos? What is Allie into? Is she like Legos or?
She likes to do more, she doesn't really care about toys so much. She likes to do crafts. So,
Oh,
like, she
wow,
likes to
that's.
do, like, if there's a painting thing that we buy her that has, like, okay, paint this thing, or put this thing not so much putting things together, but more crafty drawing, painting, color type stuff. Yeah, she likes all that stuff. He
Cool.
likes to build. She likes to paint and color.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So she's not as much into toys. We actually went. Where did we go? We were just somewhere. Oh, we were at the bookstore. So this is just a tangent, but we went to the bookstore. He wanted a certain book, so he found a book. And I said, "Al, are you gonna pick out a book?" "No, I got it," because they went to the library too for the first time. She's like, "No, I got my book at the library. I don't need any other books." So she's fine, like leaving a store without something. It kills him not to have something in his hands when he's in the store.
That's 'cause he's got his dad's that was from his dad right there.
Yes, it absolutely
I
is.
came to the store and I'm not leaving with
We were the same. It was the same
anything.
way at Disney World. It's like we would stop at like the souvenir stands and the stores and stuff. And I mean, to him, like we have to. He's good about like we don't have to buy something, but he wants to put it on his in quotes wish list. Okay, if we're not going to buy this, can you put it on my wish list? Can you put it on my wish list? Allie is the other way. No, I don't need anything. No, Allie, do you want this? No. Do you want anything? No. She's just totally fine with just looking
She's
around and then leaving.
content,
Yeah.
yeah.
He would want us to buy something everything, but we would say, "Well, we're not going to get something today." Okay, just put it on my wish list. Okay, buddy. So he has an imaginary
Nice,
wish list.
nice.
Yeah.
So my next pick is going to be unusual. I'm going to talk about some DC Universe Online.
Oh, okay, cool. I this is something I'm fascinated with because I'm not going in on it yet, but when they have more original series, I'll probably do it. But so I want to hear what you've been watching
Yeah,
or
I was pleasantly surprised to find under the DC specials they had Legends of the Superheroes. So this is a weird one done in one show that happened way back in the God, it was either early 80s or late 70s.
I want to Google, what's it called?
Legends of the Superheroes.
Okay. Thanks.
It had Adam West. And it had Frank Gorsh. Is his name Frank Gorshin from Batman
Yeah.
66, the Riddler?
Yeah,
And
so
it had.
this is not a cartoon. It's
This
an
is not a
actual.
cartoon. It's live action.
Okay.
And When I saw it, it was amazing as a kid. And then I bought a VHS bootleg at a convention one year, and it was so bad because it was filmed like really bad, like from some kind of, it wasn't even worth watching. But when they streamed it, it was good quality. It was like watching it on the TV again. And what it is it's like the Legion of Doom versus the Justice League, and their selection of heroes is really obscure. Like it has the Huntress, it has Hawkman, it has Black Canary, Green Lantern, the Flash, Captain Marvel, and
Really?
on the villain side, it has Giganta, Solomon Grundy, which outstanding. What makes this show great is the villains. The guy who plays Solomon Grundy is just fantastic. It has Mordru, who's the Legion of Superheroes villain. It
How did they
has
come up with this
Riddler.
cast?
Well, Riddler. It has Weather Wizard. Savannah, Dr. Savannah, who's also fantastic. He's the other villain that really stands out. And of course, the Riddler stands out. And they come up with a doomsday device, and their whole plan is once the doomsday device sets off, it'll kill everybody on the planet Earth except for them. And the Justice League finds about it, so they go out about trying to stop them. They have like awful special effects, but man, it's so good. It's really campy. So if you liked Batman 66, I think you'll really dig this one. They have this ridiculous scene with Solomon Grundy as a gas station attendant, and it's like the Batmobile goes up to get gas. Black Canary's riding a motorcycle, she gets gas. Hawkman flies in, and Solomon Grundy's pretty much taking him out left and right as the gas attendant. But then he gives his identity away because the Mordru put a spell on him, and he says, if you take off your hat, your gas attendant hat, they'll see that you're Solomon Grundy. If you don't, they won't see that you're Solomon Grundy. So he like captures like a bulk of them, and he dismantles the Batmobile, which means that Batman and Robin have to buy a bat cycle from a used car lot from the Weather Wizard, and he fucks up their bat cycle, so they can't do much. It actually separates. It's one of those cycles that has a side cart, and it breaks in half, and it gets into like Batman 66 like goofiness. But one of my favorite scenes is when Dr. Savannah he pretends he's a little boy and he makes a lemonade stand next to their Legion of Doom, and he's like crying, like he said, you're not gonna buy lemonade from me, mister. And like he takes out Green Lantern, and his lemonade basically makes them powerless. So like Captain Marvel flies in, and he's like, you're not gonna buy lemonade, I'm gonna scream and tell my mom, and I'll buy the lemonade. So he drinks the lemonade, and then he can't fly anymore. Captain Marvel loses his powers, and then Green Lantern flies in, drinks some lemonade, and he can't use his ring anymore. And then Flash, same thing. As he the Flash special effects are by far the worst, because what they do is they show like the Flash like in like he's like s completely still for like 2 seconds, and then there's just a gust of air, like he just whoosh, but it's like he has to stop in this running pose before he can take off really fast. It's ridiculous. And of course the good guys win in the end, but it is really fun. And the Riddler plays a psychiatrist where he has like Captain Marvel on the he's trying to ask him questions like a regular psychologist would on one of those like beds, So it's like them fucking with the superheroes, and it's so good. It's so funny.
I've
And
never
it was
heard of this show before.
a pleasure to watch again, and I was so happy they had it. So that was worth $6 right there to me. And then I started watching one of the cartoons I've never watched, but I was always intrigued because I read the comics. It was Batman Beyond, and I started watching Batman Beyond, and it was fantastic.
I've never read it, or I've never watched it at all.
Yeah, it's really good because It's like Batman, the way it starts off, it's like Batman towards the end of his career, and he's just trying to stop some villains. And it's kind of like when you realize I'm too old for this kind of thing, you know, like he almost has a heart attack fighting, just taking down these villains, and he's like, holy crap, you know, this is, it's like when I was playing softball. I realized that last season it was it. Like I was just getting too injured too many times and I couldn't do it anymore. It was like that's what happened to Bruce. I can't put on this cape and cowl anymore. And then they introduce Terry McGinnis, which is really cool. I like the way he sort of loses his father to the Jokers, and he had this like thing, kind of like the Spider-Man thing with Uncle Ben. He had that like fight with him, and he feels bad, and he confronts his mom. He's like, "We left on bad terms, and I'm feeling bad." And then he actually has it out for these Joker's characters, and leads him to the Wayne Foundation, and that's kind of where he meets Batman for the first time. He actually finds out that Bruce is Batman, because he saves Bruce is having another heart attack, and he's like, "Get me my pills." So Terry, you know, goes over there, gives him his pills, saves his life, and while he's there, he like goes behind the clock and gets into the Batcave, and the Batman kind of shouts at him, "What are you doing? Get out of here!" And yeah, it's just really good. I dug it. I watched the first episode of that, and then I started reading like Doom Patrol. So like I'm pretty pleased of with the experience that I'm having with that. I like it a lot.
That's cool. What Doom is it? The first Doom Patrol, the original appearances of
It's
them,
not
or?
the Silver Age. It's the I think it's
The
the 80s
Vertigo
version.
one?
It has up to 20, so it only goes 2 issues into the Vertigo run,
Oh,
because
okay.
Grant Morrison didn't start with number one; he started with 19.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so you got the Cooperberg issues before that, and then Eric Larson comes after that, and then you got, you know, Grant Morrison.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard, you know, Martin, he talked a little bit about it, and I think you talked just a little bit, maybe with Bill. I don't remember.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's, I mean, it sounds interesting. It's just with the amount of time that I'm able to devote to just sit and watch stuff, I don't think it's worth it to me yet. But I mean, it's something that I definitely want to watch like a lot of those new series. Like
Oh, that Swamp Thing looks great.
that, I was just gonna say,
Holy
I want to
crap.
watch Titans, but that Swamp Thing just sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah, so that's cool. I'm glad that it's definitely sounds like it's worth the money for you. You've already gotten
Yeah,
a lot out of
cause
it
when you
for the
look at
amount.
it, you buy like a popcorn at a movie theater and you're already spent that. So
Oh yeah.
like if I watch, like I already watched an hour and a half worth of material, which is like a movie, plus read like four comics, I've already got my money's worth for the
Well, you
month.
bought the full that full year plus that gave you 3 months,
Yeah, so
right?
it's like $6 and something,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not even sure it's that much because I think it was
I
like
got three free months free,
$74.99 or
yeah.
something. So for th divided by 15, yeah, it's like
Yeah.
$5 a month is what you ended up getting with those extra 3 months.
Yeah, but Legends of the Superheroes, man, holy
Is that
crap.
a so is that a series or just a special?
It's just a one special.
Oh, okay.
Like when I saw this when I was a kid, it blew my mind. This was elementary school, so shit, it must have been like in early 70s that it came out.
Yeah, I just looked it up, 79, actually.
Yeah, I was, oh God, was it that late? I just remember, well, maybe it was the cartoon where I used to play on the monkey bars pretending I was Hawkman. And
Yeah.
cuz I've always been fact I've always loved Hawkman. And then Hawkman was in Challenge of the Super Friends too, so like I've always dug him, and he was in this. He doesn't play a big part. Like Robin fights Giganta. She has a really small part. It's mostly villain centric. Like the main things that the focus is on is like Riddler, Dr. Savannah, and Solomon Grundy. You barely see Huntress. Like, she's riding a motorcycle into the gas station and then she's captured.
And I know that the DCU, what is it called? Is it DC Universe?
Yeah,
Or,
DC Universe.
it has Super Friends too, which actually that kind of makes me wonder if I should get it. Just, I mean, the kids would, well, at least
Yeah,
Zach
I
would get
haven't
into that.
forgot either about the Plastic Man. I just I
Oh,
had
that's
every
okay. I totally
intent
forgot about it until you just said that.
to go look for it. I even opened the lid and then I just didn't have the motivation this week. I was like, holy
Oh,
crap.
that's. Don't worry
My
about
energy level was just like dissipated, and I don't know.
it.
It's maybe it's 'cause my spouse is gone, but I just wanted to go to bed at 10 every night.
Wow.
I get home like at 7 and then eat, and I'd watch some TV or Marvel Universe, DC Universe, and then fall asleep.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. So that was my pick, one of my
Cool.
picks.
All right, so I'll go to my next one. I had to read this one for today because it was my big purchase that came yesterday, and that's the Batman number 232 with the first Ra's al Ghul. So I read this. I haven't opened it yet, so I actually read. I already had it digitally, so I read it that way. I'm so scared to open the CGC containers because I think.
You know what I do is I have my wife do it. She's a master at that.
Really?
I don't
I
know if
think
she I don't know if she
Chris
just
posted a video once
Yeah,
about it,
he did
but.
post a video and I try to watch it, but I don't know if my wife like takes off her aggression on the CGC containers 'cause of all the comics everywhere,
I know,
but
but
she
doesn't that
just
make you worry that she's going to slice it up
No,
on
she is great. She takes good care of it. She
you?
just annihilates that CGC thing.
Do you
It's
keep the little thing that says what the grade was?
Yeah, I put that in the back of the
Yeah,
back of the book.
that's what I would do too.
Matter of fact, I'm waiting for her to do my Rocket Raccoon 'cause that's CGC graded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this 232 is cool. It's another just fun. It's just I don't know about fun, but it's another good story. Like right away in the very first page. Robin apparently gets shot, but you quickly find out on the next page that he's been kidnapped. Alfred brings Bruce a little like an envelope in the mail that has a picture of Robin tied up, and it says, "Dear Batman, we have Robin. Save him if you can." So what he decides to do is, at this point, they're still at they're at their penthouse downtown. So, and the manor has been closed up. So he ends up going to the manor and going down to the Batcave, and he's just about to get started to try to get some clues together. And there's people already in this Batcave, and immediately the person announces, "Welcome home, Bruce Wayne, or should I address you as Batman?" And there's Ra's al Ghul with his bodyguard Ubu, and he says, "You know, I've put different things together, and it was obvious to me that Bruce Wayne must be the Batman." And he says, "But I'm here because I need your help. My daughter's been captured," and he presents a photo of Talia being all tied up and says, "Dear Ra's al Ghul, we have your daughter. Save her if you can." So exactly the same as Robin's. So this is how Bruce finds out that Talia, who has previously appeared in Detective Comics 411, is the daughter of Ra's al Ghul. Talia had appeared first. So Batman starts investigating, and he's actually checking the photographs for not just fingerprints, but just trace particles of dust that might be on there that could give him some sort of information. And it ends up having little bits of some herb that is located in Calcutta, where the Brotherhood of the Demon is. So he decides that he needs to get going, and Ra's and Ubu are going to join him. And Batman tries to start running up the stairs, and Ubu pushes him to the side, saying, "You know, my master must go first." And Raza apologizes for that, but says that Ubo is trained to, for complete service. And so they get on the plane, get out there. In the meantime, there's a couple pages of flashback where Batman recounts his origin in his head. He's just thinking about it and recounting Robin's origin as well and how he needs to get a hold of or get Robin back. So they make it to Calcutta, and Batman goes to the underworld and ends up getting some information as to where some leads as to where the Brotherhood might be. So they track it down to a certain alley, and Batman again tries to go first in the alley, and Ubu tells him that, you know, he's only going to warn him one more time that the master must go first. And they get to the end, and there's these double doors, and Batman goes in and gets attacked immediately by a leopard. And it's really great. And I didn't say who the team is, but it's Denny O'Neil and Neil Adams. And the artwork on this is amazing. Just the whole fight scene of the leopard and Batman rolling around and stuff is, as the panels are explaining how, like, what Batman is doing to actually be able to avoid being seriously injured by this big cat is really cool. So he ends up defeating the leopard, and he realizes that the leopard was trained and that obviously, you know, somebody knew that they were going to be coming. There's nothing there except for a desk, and on the desk is a map. And Batman points out that there's a faint scratch on the paper, as if someone traced a certain destination with a long fingernail. So he says to Roz, "Can you finance a mountain expedition?" And he says, "Yes." And this time Batman remembers not to step in front of Roz and says, "I insist you go first." So Ubu was happy about that. And the next scene is they're out in the Himalayas, which is where that route had taken them. So Batman says, "You know what, I know how to climb mountains. Let me go first." And Roz is okay with that. So they're doing some mountain climbing to the top, and you see that somebody's about to shoot, and actually shoots Roz, and he falls to the side, to a ledge, and Ubu covers him, and Batman now is being shot at. And so he kind of distracts them by throwing his parka down, and as the guy sees that, he swings over and knocks out the shooter. And he sees a cave up ahead, and suddenly he sees that there's some people with guns there, and there's a helicopter going overhead. And at this point, Batman knows exactly what's going on. He's thinking, and he's like, "I know who these passengers are in this helicopter." He's like, "These people are acting like they're going to shoot me, but I know they're not." So he just pushes their guns aside and walks right in. And inside the cave is like kind of a lavish throne and other stuff, and Robin's there tied up. And he goes ahead, and even though he's being warned to not go near Robin, he's totally ignoring them, and he unties him and everything else. And sure enough, nobody makes a move to try to do anything to him. And this large man comes with this like ornamental like mask on with like horns and stuff, and Batman's really annoyed, and he's like, "I know exactly what's going on here." He's like, "You guys, it was obviously a coincidence that Ubu and Roz came in out of nowhere, and the exact same thing happened to Talia. The whole thing was a charade. I could tell it was too big of a coincidence. And Ubu kept telling me that not to step in front of Roz until we got to the door with the leopard. And so obviously he knew that there was danger waiting. And there was no scratch from a fingernail on the map. I just pointed in a general direction, and Ubu and Roz knew exactly where to take me. Like, I knew that this was all a setup." So he says, "Robin, ready?" And they start beating up all of the henchmen, and he rips the mask off of the man's head, and it's actually Ubu. And he's like, I knew it was you. And he's like, yeah, you're big and you're strong, but you have no skill and you're not quick. So he manages to punch Ubu out. And behind a curtain, there stands Roz and Talia. He's like, what was this all about? And he says, well, he's like, I just wanted to make sure that you were as skilled and as smart and are the detective that's worthy of my daughter, because I am considering retiring and that you need to be a worthy successor, not just for my organization, but to be my son-in-law. And so just like the last book that I read where Jan announces she's going to marry Yellow Jacket, this one ends as a cliffhanger with Roz announcing that he expects Batman to marry Talia. And so this was a great – I mean, it's a classic issue, but it was a terrific issue that it was kind of a kind of a puzzle, kind of a detective story where Batman is piecing together that Talia hasn't been captured and that Ra's al Ghul actually has planned for this whole thing. So it was really, really good.
I want you to breed with my daughter.
Yeah, it's basically, right? Not too subtle, but yeah. Very enjoyable.
What grade did you get this in?
8.0.
Wow, you went out.
I thought it was a pretty good deal, Mike.
So you said fuck this elliptical and I'm gonna get this
really,
Batman issue first.
let's be honest, what's more important, right? My health or full copy
of comics.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it was like a good. I would say that the one that I saw at the con was probably around that same grade.
Yeah,
might have been an 8.5. I don't know, but it was like $200 more. So I think I did well.
Where did you get this from?
It was on eBay, but the seller was mycomicshop.com.
Like, oh, yeah.
So
that's right. You told me that.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good deal, and I was telling Martin.
I've done that before because it's weird because it's like it doesn't show up on their site.
No, it wasn't on their site.
It's on eBay. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
So I've bought stuff from their eBay store before, thinking, well, why can't I find it on their site?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I'd rather go to their site and do it because you could put your discount code and.
Well, you know what was nice is this was free shipping, so that was good. As I was looking around for different books, I was on Metropolis Comics, which is based in New York City.
Yeah.
And they had one that was actually listed $10 cheaper than the one on eBay. But the thing is that even if I talked them down a little bit, I still would have to pay shipping. And because I also live in New York, they would have to charge me tax. And on a book of, that much, there's no way that I could ever get the price that eBay was with free shipping. And I don't have to pay tax because they're not in – my comic shop is not in New York. So I don't get taxed on that. So it was just so much cheaper to do it by – even if it was $10 more, it ended up being cheaper.
Nice.
Yeah. I made a good deal. Yeah. I was very happy.
So
what else? Yeah.
My last book is from Atlas Comics,
mm-hmm.
Trying to complete another dead universe. It's Fright, number one, the only Fright. Issue that exists, featuring the son of Dracula.
And that's a cool cover.
Yeah, this is Frank Thorne did this artwork with – one of my favorite writers of the time in the 70s was Gary Friedrich. He's writing this story. This is a weird vampire story. It starts off in Transylvania where a woman's getting burned at the stake for being a witch. Mm. And Dracula comes and saves her because she's beautiful and he wants to feed. And he takes her back to the castle, and as he's going to drink her blood, he realizes that she has this imprint on her shoulder, like a marking. Well, he finds out that the girl is a relative of his, like a cousin, which means she's born of vampire descent. But she's human. She's not the undead. So Dracula this whole time is like, I want to bite her neck. I want to. It turns really weird because it gets into what is it called, incest, of like having sex with your cousin. But he does have sex with his cousin because she says, "Why don't you let me give you birth to your son? Like you haven't, you know that I could have a kid." And she essentially lets him. And they have a kid, but she wants to protect him, so she takes the baby with away from Dracula and hides it. She gives it to somebody on a ship that's going to the Americas, and he kind of gets adopted and has a stepmom and a father. And Dracula is always out there looking for his son. A matter of fact, he goes and bites, his cousin and turns her into the undead, but before he gets her undead, she throws herself upon a stake and kills herself. So
Oh.
his real mother's dead, and then his son is in the States, and it kind of like skips years, and then he's a teenager. Dracula finds him and they escape again, and then it shows him many years later where he's a professor at a university teaching the occult. And one of the girls in his class that, says, "I'm a witch. I want to get to know you better." He wears this thing that his mother gave him to put around his neck. It's like this little vial, and I don't. Oh, it has soil, like the soil of his
Oh,
birthplace, and it's supposed to protect him from vampires. And then he also sleeps like every night. He sleeps with a cross over his chest. Well, this girl is not a very good girl. Like, she lied about the witchcraft, and her and her friend pay their tuition by robbing people. So she breaks into this professor's house while he's asleep, and then she's really attracted to him. So she goes to kiss him and moves the cross off his chest, and he essentially turns into the undead. So now he's Dracula, and he bites her immediately because that's his first instinct, is to kill. So he kills her right off the bat.
Wow.
And then he goes out, and he finds her friend that is also getting ready to rob an apartment for tuition, and he slaughters her. He bites her, and then he goes back and realizes, he sleeps it off, and then it's like, "Where's my cross?" And then he wakes up and finds this dead girl on the floor. And he has blood all over his shirt, so he knows he turned, and he doesn't know what he should do. Like he's just, and that's how it ends. It says to be continued with a question mark. Like they didn't even know if it was going to be continued. It has a very weird letter at the back from Stanley's brother, who kind of formed this company with the old Marvel Timely guy.
Really?
The son of the Timely guy, yeah, it's he, Larry Lieber, who was an artist for Marvel Comics and Stanley's brother, is kind of like the chief editor and writer for Atlas Comics, and he is talking about their successes and stuff, but there's not really that many issues, so I've heard many stories, and the only story that people seem to agree on is they lost market share because DC and Marvel kind of pushed them out, and they could never form this company. So, in 1975, it had a lot of potential because they had the writers, they had the artists. It's really top-notch stuff. And I really dig the way Gary Friedrich writes. I mean, he wrote a lot of Spectre and wrote a lot of stuff. He's really a good writer. I like his stuff a lot. This was just weird because it's really uncomfortable. Like he had sex with his cousin to have a son. That's just weird.
I imagine that in the 70s it had to be all very easy for DC and Marvel to push other publishers, that were trying to start up out because you had to rely on, there was no direct market. You had to rely on just the newsstands,
Yep.
you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be hard to have been in business
They
back, you know, I mean, back
didn't
then.
last long, man. I think their longest running title is 6 issues.
Wow. That's it, huh? I didn't know. I didn't know. So I mean, I knew the we talked a
They
little bit about
lasted a year.
we talked last time about that when they Atlas tried to it was a different publisher, but they called it Atlas, you know, in the 2000s that you picked up all those comics for that relaunch. And but I mean they didn't last more than 6 issues either. I thought the first incarnation of Atlas lasted a little longer.
That wasn't nearly the quality, though, as this original 70s stuff.
Right. Well, there
There
wasn't
was
as much either. There's what, like four or five
something, yeah,
titles.
there was something missing in that. Because they had some, like, when the Valiant Universe launched, they had like some magic, like some continuity magic, and I don't know, just like the storytelling style that was really good. And they just couldn't find market share. It's not because of quality, it's just because of something else. I would love to read an article. I thought I ordered something in my last DCBS order, and I must have not gotten it. There was something that Kirk told me about from an old comic magazine, and I thought I ordered it, and I guess it. When you order from mycomicshop.com, sometimes I claim victory. Now I have a full run of this, and I realize they didn't ship me everything I ordered because they didn't
Don't you
have
hate
it for
that?
whatever reason. So I've had to say, oops, I didn't have a full run. I still need this.
You know, I you were just you just reminded me just off on another tangent, but you reminded me because you said Valiant. It took me back to when the Jim Shooter was here last week that I wanted to ask him, and I totally forgot. You remember the new universe under Marvel?
I almost, that's one of the dead universes that I want to get back on.
So that was Jim Shooter's. That was Jim Shooter. I wonder, and I wanted to ask him if that was kind of like a test run for Valiant, like for his original properties for Valiant, because I see a lot of parallels where it was very set in the act, like actual, like times, like you know, like real planet Earth and what was going on. You know, in the United States at the time and stuff and like very okay, this was the exact date and time of this with this happening and it was very grounded in reality where it was like there wasn't heroes all over the place, but it was these particular things just are popping up and everything else is very true to what really is reality. And it's so it really seemed that way, and then it didn't go anywhere after a few years. And then, of course, shortly after that, almost right after that, he left and formed Valiant, and he kind of did the same thing under Valiant, you know? I would have liked to have asked him that, and I totally forgot, because we were kind of cut short when I was talking to him because he had to get to his panel.
Do you have a lot of the new universe?
I have quite a. I mean, it depends on the title. There's some titles I stuck with, and I kind of tried out all of them. But like some of them I dropped right away. Like I don't think I have anything of like I have like the first 2 or 3 issues of like Night Mask, but like I have all of Starbrand. I have most of DP7. I have all of the Spitfire and the Troubleshooter. So it depends on what it is.
I got into Night Mask, which was I guess during the time of Night Mask, the movies like Dreamscape and what was that one with Kiefer Sutherland where they knocked people out into the dreamland?
Flatliners or something?
Flatliners, yeah. Those movies were like hot, you know, like so having Night Mask, which is a guy that like can enter the dreamscape, was always cool to me.
I only have the first 3 issues of Night Mask.
Yeah, that was the
And
one that
that was it.
I bought. I think it's the only one I bought until recently. Like DP7 is when I started reading that. That's awesome. Like that's
Yeah,
really
I
cool.
stuck with that for a while, but then as it got further in, it became harder to find those issues. I think even at my comic book store wasn't necessarily always getting them. So I'm missing quite a few, and then I was able to pick them back up like the last three issues, but I'm missing a bunch in the mid-20s, so I have to get, I picked up some on my comic shop in my last order, but I'm still missing one, two, three, four issues. So that's it. I'm missing four issues. I'll have the whole run of DP7. But you
Yeah.
remember, like later, like if you weren't following it, but they had like the pit. It was like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Like literally, like
Yeah, it was an
something
extra
happened. But
sized issue.
yeah, like
It was
where
like a
like was
thick
destroyed.
deluxe format, yeah.
So it was, you know, it was really set in like firm reality and stuff, and it was really interesting. And it really does remind me quite a bit of than what Shooter did with Valiant after that. So it was, they had the
I
draft and the
actually
war.
like I wish that Shooter would have a company where he can control it. Like it's the shareholders can't push him out because I think his personality is pretty strong and I think he can but if he has his own company where he can run it like he wants to run it and succeed, I would love to see the continuity in that universe because I like his. I have a full run of Valiant. I have a full run of Broadway. I have a full run of Defiant. I like what he does. I just wish he would do it more. And I wish he'd have success so he could do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Marvel Comics didn't never had more continuity, like strict continuity, than when he was in charge. Because I mean, he made sure that if you decided that you were going to take off, you know, take, I don't know, just whatever, like you're going to have Wolverine go do something. Well, then he's not showing up in the X-Men then, you
Right.
know? Or if, you know, Captain America is doing this, then how can he be in the Avengers at the same time? Like
Exactly.
he had to have a leave of absence then or whatever. But yeah, I mean, he was so, I mean, he even had the philosophy of that dead was dead. And they had a, the writer had to tell her, give him a very, very, very good reason as to why somebody was coming back to life.
Yep.
Because he was talking about that with, he might have talked about that in your panel too, about the Frank Miller Daredevil story and stuff like that. And like,
Yeah.
why do you want to kill Elektra? Like, she's so popular. And then they tell the
Yeah.
whole story. He's like, all right, yep, you sold me. And then like later he's like, but remember, dead is dead. And then like
Yeah.
later on he's like, we want to bring Elektra back. He's like, I told you dead is dead. He's like, well, listen to the story. He told the story. He's like, all right, that sounds great. You know? So it was interesting. Well, I only have one more book to cover.
Okay.
And it's Jonah Hex 57.
Nice.
I got a few of the later ones were at the con. You posted that one picture, and it just happened to be the one that I just picked up. I picked up issues 87 to 91 for a dollar each, and they're all in very fine or better condition, except for 87. That one's a little bit
Nice.
beat up. But I actually the issue number 88 was a cover price of 95 cents only, and I thought maybe I had like a special variant, but I think it's just a Canadian version. I mean, there's no way for me to tell, but it just
Yeah.
says 95 cents on it. And the database doesn't indicate that they had a special test price somewhere or whatever, so I guess it's just Canadian. But anyhow, so issue 57. It was a good one. It was the writer was Michael Fleischer, and the artist was Ross Andrew,
I do like Michael Fleschner too.
and yeah, and Ross Andrew is terrific. I mean, his Spider-Man run that I'm kind of
He's
like
the Spectre
in the middle of,
writer. What am I
huh?
talking about? Friedrich isn't the Spectre writer.
Oh, Fleischer,
Flesher is, yeah.
yeah, Fleischer, yeah. So
But
this was a
I
this was
screwed
a
up on the creator of Son of Dracula. That Friedrich is the Ghost Rider creator. He just
Oh,
passed
is he? Oh,
recently,
I didn't know
yeah.
that. This Jonah Hex issue was really good because I wasn't aware of this one, but it was interesting. It starts out with him, of course, just getting into a town, and he hears for in the saloon. He goes up to the barkeep to ask for whiskey, but in the meantime, these two or three guys are standing around this older woman, and basically it sounded like they just slapped her across the face and knocked her to the ground and calling her a stinking tramp, and that, next time it's going to be worse than her face getting slapped. And it appears that Jonah Hex is minding his own business because he's ordering whiskey, but he tells the barkeep to leave the bottle, and the barkeeper says, he says, "Well, in that case, I better get you another bottle because this one's just about empty." He's like, "Oh, it doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to be using it for drinking." He's like, "What?" And he turns around and smashes the one of the three guys in the back of the head with the whiskey bottle, and then he proceeds to beat up the rest of the guys, just punching them and throwing them and kicking them and stuff. And he actually ends up breaking one of the guys' arms and hits him over the head with a chair. And then he picks up the woman and says, "They didn't hurt you none, did they, Ma?" And so I didn't know if he's just being, familiar to her, as maybe like a person would maybe to an older woman or something like that. But it quickly becomes apparent it's literally his mother. So she had called him into town because she's in a bad spot. And he says, "Oh, it's been a long, long time, ain't it, Ma? It's been more than 25 years since." And she said, "I know I didn't have a right to call you, but I'm scared. Getting older, and I have a debt, like $2,000 debt. I borrowed money
That's a
since
lot back then.
oh my God, right? I borrowed money 6 months ago from a gambler in town, and now I can't pay it back." And he's like, "Well, what did you spend the money on?" She said, I spent it. I spent it on a man, a young man. He told me how pretty I was." And then he says, "And then he run off and left you holding the bag. Is that how it happened?"
Jeez.
And she goes, "Please, Jonah, you don't know this man I borrowed the money from. You don't know how he is. He's gonna kill me." And he says, "Don't worry. I'll do what I can for you." So they get back to her house, and she offers him, it's basically a shack, and she offers him the bed, and he says, "No, you take the bed. I'll sleep on the floor." And so he's lying there, and even though he's tired, he just starts thinking about the past. The last time that he saw his mom was when he was 10 years old, and he's remembering back where there was a bunch of kids around him, and they were calling her a tramp back then. And so he starts getting really mad and punches the one kid, and the rest of them gang up on him and hold him down and beat the crap out of him. And he ends up getting home, and his mother is of course young at this point, and says, "What happened to you?" And the dad's inside saying, "He got in a fight again." And she's checking to make sure he's all right, and you can tell that that his father is a very rough man, and you kind of get the impression that his mom is a little bit afraid of her husband. And but anyhow, he's soon after dinner, Jonah Hex's father is leaving and says, "I'm going to be out on a run, a moonshine delivery all night, and I'll be back at noon tomorrow." Said, "Neither one of you get in any trouble while I'm gone." And as she talks to him, like she you with the writing on the page, she's stuttering, so you can tell that she's scared. And shortly after Jonah Hex's dad leaves, there's a knock on the door, and it's a traveling salesman that is selling garments. So he says, "Oh, look at this beautiful dress, how could you resist this?" And she sends Jonah to bed. So, "It's bedtime, dear. Why don't you run along, and I'll see what this man has in the sample case." So he goes into bed, but he doesn't fall asleep, and he hears a ruckus in their parents' bedroom. And here's his mom laughing and stuff. And he peeks in and she's calling the salesman by his first name and saying, "Please, Preston, how do you ever expect us to get out of here unless you stop kissing me long enough to get my clothes packed?" And so he walks in on them and says, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she says, "Listen, I'm afraid of your father. You know how he beats me. I can't take it anymore. I have to get out of here. I'm going away with this man." And Jonah says, "Well, what about me?" And she says, "Well, you'll be coming with us, but not right away. We're gonna send for you once we're settled." And she said, "Don't forget what I told you. We'll come and call for you." And he said, "You won't forget." And she said, "Of course not." And so then they leave, and that's the last time that he saw his mom until the events of this comic 27 years later. So it's still nighttime, and he hears some stuff going on outside. He hears people moving around, and he gets dressed and goes outside, and it's the guy who loaned her the money with about four guys. And as the guy is threatening Jonah, Jonah pulls a knife from behind his back and throws and gets the guy right in the gut. And everyone else starts pulling out their guns, and he starts shooting them one at a time, and they're all gone. They're out. He kills them all. And so his mom peeks out and he says, "I took care about your debt. It's been repaid." And he says, "Here, take this, Mom. This'll tide you over for a spell." And she says, "Oh, I couldn't, but thank you." And she holds her hand out for it. And she says, "I really appreciate it." And Jonah, and he says, "Yes, Mom." She says, "You'll come back to visit me again sometime soon, won't you?" And he says, "Sure, Ma. I'll be back to visit. Be back again real soon." And just rides away. The implication, of course, is that he's never coming back.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a really serious, actually emotional kind of a story, you know?
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, that he was left by his mom at that age, and that he came back and took care of what needed to be taken care of, but that's it, you know, and he's gone. And it had a short El Diablo backup, and it was pretty straightforward, just basically just some bank robbers who put the whole staff of the bank, all the clerks, in the back and stole the money, and then shot and killed them all in the vault and tried to get away. And El Diablo is just coming after them. And as if they come towards him, he kills them. So he the rest of them just keep trying to get away. And then one morning, it's days and days, and he's getting them out into the desert. And they wake up one morning. There's only two of them left, and their horses are gone. And so now they have to walk. And he tells them, just keep walking, and until they fall into this ravine. And I don't think it shows fire. I don't think there's really fire there. I think it's kind of symbolic because he says, "I'm sending you to hell." And it's a hell of your own making where it would burn for all eternity. But there's not really fire there. It's just you threw him down in this ravine to just die.
Yeah.
So it was only a 6-page story or something back up, but pretty straightforward. But that Jonah Hex one was really actually a little bit more emotional than I expected it to be. But it was really good.
There's a reason why he's probably the most recognizable Western character in comics.
Yeah.
He's the most successful, I would say.
Oh, definitely so. Yeah.
I mean, on the Marvel side, you could say Rawhide Kid, but
probably Rawhide Kid, but he doesn't hold a candle to Jonah.
Yeah, not even close.
And you know what was interesting is that there was in the letters page, I didn't read all the letters, but I just saw that somebody in the letters page was. They published this person apparently got a hold of the movie studio that Clint Eastwood owned, not the studio, but the house, his kind of vanity imprint or whatever at the time. And was encouraging everyone to write letters to this company for Clint Eastwood to be Jonah Hex and do a Jonah Hex movie.
That would have been a hell of a movie.
Yeah, so that was back in 1982. So that's
Instead, we
like
got Josh Brolin or whatever his name is.
exactly. But I mean, Clint Eastwood, I mean, he was obviously drawn so many times as Clint Eastwood, and in 82, that was, right around, like, the Dirty Harry and the
Oh, yeah.
Any Which Way But Loose. I mean, he was in his prime. That would have been absolutely terrific.
Plus, he had all the Western stuff. Like, he's got that genre. Like,
Exactly.
I mean, he is that genre. At least,
Yeah.
I mean, there's an older generation that's like John Wayne and, the Rifleman and stuff like that. But for me,
Yeah.
Westerns were Clint Eastwood.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that's. I mean, the outlaw Josie Wales is my shit. I love that one.
Oh, he would have been. I
There's
mean,
some,
first of
there's
all,
there's just
he looks
something of,
exactly like him.
yeah,
You
there's
just
just
have to
so,
do the
oh,
scar.
and he has had like scarred up faces before. I mean, in
Oh,
the
yeah.
outlaw Josie Wales, he is a Confederate soldier. Matter
That
of
would have been
fact, the
incredible.
Union soldiers are hunting him down.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never
I
seen
highly
that
recommend
movie.
watching that one if you
I'm gonna
haven't
have to
seen it.
check it out. Yeah.
It's kind of like Jonah Hex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was cool though. It was a good one. So I mean, all three of these books, I absolutely loved.
Yeah, when you're on fire, you're on fire.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep, I only read two books this week. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that.
It's
That's insane.
insane. It's got to be like a record low.
It's a good thing you didn't get any new ones this week.
Oh, I got so many.
Oh,
But my DCBS order is like really late this week. It's not arriving till like Wednesday, I think.
really?
I don't know
Why?
what happened.
Mine usually comes on now with the new one. It used to come on Friday, now it comes on Saturday. But if anything is delayed at all, yeah, I might not get it until Tuesday.
Mine is weird. Sometimes I get it earlier than I did before, like on Friday, and then some. And I'm farther than you from their distribution center,
Yeah,
so
where are they now?
Tennessee, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And then I usually get it on a Monday, and this was like that time you said, "Have they shipped your stuff? Have they shipped your stuff?" And mine was just like when you went on the website, it said preparing to ship. It was
Yeah.
just like stuck in that mode for
Yeah, I
like
wonder what
ever.
causes that sometimes.
I don't know.
They're just behind on
Did you
actually getting the
did you
orders to
buy
you.
the Batman Dick issue, the first appearance?
It's coming, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be redacted in the future.
Oh yeah. Well, it
Yeah.
already is digitally.
Yeah, that's what they said. Digitally and future reprintings will not showcase the Bat Dick.
It's going for insane amounts on
Why?
eBay.
What
It's
is
like
it? What is the big deal?
$35 a pop. I think it's because of the controversy, because controversy sells. And then it's the not a lot of stores ordered a lot. Like my
There was a
shop.
stack on Thursday when I went to my comic shop, but not a huge stack, but there was a stack.
My comic shop, he said nobody ordered it. But he ordered it for like the people that got Batman and put it in their boxes anyway. So, and usually what he said is, let's say if he orders 30 for his pull customers, right?
Yeah.
And it was a high price ticket item, so he didn't really take a risk. He just said, I'm just gonna get the 30. And he put it in everybody's box, and he said everybody that's picked it up, he usually has people turn stuff in saying, I didn't order this. And everybody was taking it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I should go to Queen City today and see if they have any, and then put them all on eBay for $50 and be undercutting everyone by at least 20
Well,
and sell them all.
you should. You could. You'll even if you doubled it,
I
you would. Let's say you had three of them, you could sell them, double it across the board, undersell everybody.
I'm looking at it now. That's insane
It
that people are
is.
spending this money.
But it's almost like the Walmart books at
Yeah.
first. People don't know how to get it, and when they go to the stores, they're saying I don't have it, and they don't have any more coming, and so it's like the supply and demand thing.
Yeah. No, I'm not really going to do
It's
that, but it's.
social
I do
media.
have to go to because I saw that you got that Batman in what was the other one? Teen Titans came out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't been, so I have to go back and get that.
Batman and Teen Titans. The Teen Titans alternate cover B is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Yep. So I think that wraps us up on this
I think
episode.
so.
Oh,
Yeah.
thanks for. I'm glad that you were able to show up. I was gonna have to do it solo.
No, it's always fun. Anytime I'm able to, it's a lot of fun. I look forward to meeting every couple of weeks. I
Yeah.
start getting itchy when it gets to be three or four and we haven't gotten together.
Was a good episode. A lot
Yeah.
of good talk. And then I actually put on my order form, James Bond, Permission to Die.
Oh, very nice.
Mike Grell, drawn and written, man. James Bond, I gotta get it. See,
No, absolutely.
that's what this database is deadly for. It is god awful deadly. It's like somebody asks you a question and you go down a rabbit hole and you're like, holy crap.
Exactly.
I did find out that I'm only missing 2 issues of War Journal now, so that's awesome.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any of the second volume, but the first volume,
Yeah.
I have like issue 6 and the last issue, which is expensive, I guess, because of the print run. Those last issues are usually worth more
Yeah.
because it's
Oh,
like
yeah.
shops give up on it. Oh, it's
Exactly.
canceled.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, it goes to show, right? I mean, it's being canceled because nobody's buying them. So
Yeah.
then the print run gets lower, and then the shops don't pick it up. Then the print
Yep.
run gets even lower, and it's like a vicious cycle until it finally ends. Like, all of them, like, I got the last few issues of the original Star Wars run because I actually
Yeah.
started collecting it. Like,
See, that's a good. So you have a full run, huh?
I don't have any of the like the early I don't have any of the very well I have hit or miss on the early issues, and then I started buying it when I started going to the comic shop. I started buying it monthly at like number 86, and it ended at like 107. So I
Yeah.
have every issue between 86 and 107 except for number 106. I must have not been able to find 106, but I got everything else. So 107 goes. I mean, not that I'm selling, it doesn't make a difference. I'm not selling them. But I mean, that's a really rare issue because the distribution was so low.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
yeah.
have it, you know?
Cool deal.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, every time I'm in this database, I just want to just pull the trigger on all these little holes. Just say, gotta fill it.
Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? I've been watching Friday the 13th. The series, the not the
Oh.
series, but the series of movies, I should say,
Yeah.
because I had watched the first one, but I never watched any of the other ones. So now I've watched 2, 3, and 4 so far, and I thought 2 was very good. 3 is not so good, and I thought 4 was a little bit better than
Which is the
3.
Corey Feldman one?
4. So that
Four?
one started. Yeah, I thought that
Yeah.
one got better than after 3 was. I thought pretty weak. I know it's supposed to be in 3D.
Well, it's 3D. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was
That's
like the
funny.
old
That's
cheesy
funny 'cause
3D where like.
we were just talking about that on DC Noise last night, and Keith was like, "I just bought the Jason Voorhees 3D one 'cause I always loved the harpoon scene."
Yeah. Well, it has the harpoon scene, but then it has all the other stupid cheesy stuff like a clerk grabs a broom hammer or a handle so the
Yeah.
handle like
Yeah,
sticks
but
out.
you gotta
Somebody's
understand,
yo-yoing
you
and
gotta
stuff.
under the magic of that is having the 3D glasses and being in a theater.
Yeah.
Because
But
that's when 3D movies were made on purpose to do 3D things.
yes, that's true.
Now 3D movies are just filmed in 3D.
Yeah.
If they happen to have something like that, it's coincidence.
But 4 was actually not bad at all. I enjoyed it. Like you said, it's got Corey Feldman. Also has Crispin Glover as one of the teenagers. You know Crispin Glover from Back to the Future and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was funny to see him so young and just being one of the
Yeah.
teenagers.
They just released like these Jason Voorhees figures at Target.
Oh, really? I haven't
From
seen that.
and it's like one from every movie. Yeah, it's like they got the first three at least.
Well, you know what was interesting to me watching these is that, and not having watched anything but number one before, is I didn't realize he doesn't get his the hockey mask until halfway through number three, where he takes it off of one of the dead teenagers' bodies and decides to
Yeah,
wear it.
because he has the sack.
Yeah, he had a sack in number
Yeah,
two, and then
yeah.
they didn't show him from
The
the
well
waist up
the
at
the
all in number three until after he puts on the mask.
well the first one was the mother.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
So he
the
would.
first one is by far the best, I think.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
Because
number two a lot,
that
but
when I
yes,
saw
this
that
is.
one had me jump out of my freaking I remember watching it and being terrified because the one scene that freaked me out, and I remember this watching this because my parents' bedroom had cable, and it was on one of like the movie channels, and I was at in my parents' bed watching this one, I guess one afternoon, by myself, and I thought the movie was scary, but then when I'm like, okay, the movie's over, and she's like floating in the canoe, you know,
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I had no idea that the sun was gonna pop out of the water, and I must have jumped like 3 feet, like in the air. I was just like, "Holy crap!"
I actually watched some of the special features and they were talking about it. Like it's within the past 10 years they filmed like this special feature, you know. So like let's say 2008 they filmed it. So they were talking about that and they're like, you know, like the director or the screenwriter, whoever it was, and they're like, yep, we play this like really like music that tells everyone the movie is over. Right, with the girl, she's putting her hand in the water in the canoe, and this
Yeah.
beautiful music's playing, and you're like, oh, but they'll probably scare us. And then the music keeps playing, and the music keeps playing. And you're
Yeah.
like, I guess the movie's over. And then suddenly, way later than anyone would expect, like you said, the kid jumps up from behind and scares everyone in the theater because they just waited so long for it until everyone figures, nope, I guess the movie really is over and scares everyone. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good I still haven't seen the Jason in Space yet.
No, well, like I said, I haven't watched any of these now.
Yeah.
So they're all this box that I got has the first eight, so it doesn't have, I
Ten.
guess it's four more after that. So
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them. I'll have to just watch those one at a time, but I heard that it changed companies, and that's the reason why.
Yeah.
It only has eight of them, but yeah.
Cool deal. Well, it's getting
Yep.
close to October. You got to start getting those Halloween things in.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do another Halloween one where we
Yeah.
pick out a scary
I
movie again.
almost went yesterday. I was either going to go to the Predator or the Nun and
Oh, did you pick
or
anything, or did you
Peppermint.
not go?
No, I ended up working later and missing all three of the features. So I just went and checked out a comic shop and went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you worked yesterday, right?
I did, yeah. So
Yeah,
after work,
yeah.
that's what I did. I went to go eat a late lunch and
Yeah.
checked out a new comic shop. It was really nice. Like I like they like make custom furniture. I hope they succeed. But
So, when you said new, I thought it was new to you. So it's a brand new, it really is a new comic shop. Like it
well,
just went into business recently.
it's about 6 months old.
Yeah, well, that's pretty
Yeah,
new.
it's
Yeah.
pretty new. Yeah, we
Yeah.
have a lot of stores here now.
It's cool to be able to go visit a new shop, though. There's really none around here that I haven't already been to a bunch of times. And Queen City really is the one that, if you're going to look for anything that's older, they're the only ones that possibly could have it.
Yeah, I almost
Everyone
have a full
else
run of
is pretty
Justice League, and they have some of those really early issues behind
much
glass, and it's tempting.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get the Brave and the Bold issue, but
Yeah.
I'm very close. Just
That
like
would be quite a
on
commitment.
Flash, I'm very close, but I don't think I'll ever own Showcase 4.
Yeah. I was looking to see if maybe I could get a lower to mid grade copy of. Is 123 the one with with Jay Garrick when he comes back. Flash
On
123.
Flash,
Yeah.
is that the one with the wall?
Well, that's the one I'm thinking of. I don't know for sure it's 123, but I was looking that
Yeah,
maybe I would
I
try to
got
get that.
that
It's,
one, and it
I
was,
remember you got that
yeah.
somewhat recently, at least the past
Yeah,
5 years or
past
something, because I
five
remember you
years, yeah.
podcasting. Yeah.
The
Yeah, it
Flash of
is
Two
123.
Worlds.
Yeah. I would love to get that sometime. I mean, what is it in VG? Like 530, according to our database. So I don't know. Maybe someday. That would be a good one to get.
That's what I have it in, or that's what I graded it at
I
VG.
mean, I'm such a big Flash fan, and I don't know. I'd like to get it someday.
I have the first appearance of the Top. My earliest issue is Boomerang, which is 117.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I have 114, which is the second appearance of Captain Cold.
But you have 117, that's the first Boomerang.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Like, yep, it is.
So like continuously, I have from 155 on every single volume, and then I have like a sporadic amount of them.
155 on.
Yeah.
Woo. That is awesome. That's one that I tried to get kind of a run going, and I did. I just happened to have like a couple earlier issues, like 217, 218, or whatever. So now I have 217 all the way through. My next goal, I am trying to get like, let's say 200 and up, just make it nice and even. But then as I can, I'll get some older issues here or there, but.
Yeah. Oh wait, I'm missing a few. Sorry. I'm
Yeah, but
missing
still.
146 and 147. Sometimes if I'm scrolling, it like has weird skips. I have to like use the little arrow to see
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about the database, just in general. Do you, and this won't be very interesting for listeners, but it'll just be a quick second. Do you see like random, like over and over again in the notes? First appearance, the Sons of the Tiger. First appearance of Lin Sun. I see it over and over and over again, no matter what comic book it is. Like Flash 147, that's what it says for notes.
Let me see, 147. No, I don't got it.
It's so weird. I have it for that,
I
151.
would write them on that one.
Like over and over again. These
Yeah,
notes just
my 247
186.
says Peter Sanderson letters column. So I guess
Why does it show that?
186 is let me see. 186 is a Mark Evanier letters column.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, mine says that too, but it says first appearance Sons of the Tiger, first appearance Lin Sun, first appearance Abraham Brown, first appearance Robert Diamond, first appearance of Master Key, Peter Sanderson Jr. LOC, Mark Evanier LOC. So it gives me
Okay,
all this.
mine only has the last two, the
Well, all that
LOC.
other stuff is not correct because it shows it over and over again and along all different titles. It's not just like Flash.
Sounds
It
like you
says
got
over and
like
over.
a bad update.
I wonder how I get. I've noticed it forever, but I wonder
I
how I
would
get
I would
through that
send
note.
Pete Bickford an email. That's what I
All
would
right,
do.
I will. But I
And
mean, it's not like I could
I would like
list.
bring up your database on your computer and then cut and paste that weird shit
Is a
that's show
picture?
that's showing up in your notes, you know? And
Okay.
just say
Yeah.
it's across all titles.
Yeah, I
And
will.
this
Because
is
it's not like
happening.
I could give him all the examples, but at least I could give him a handful of
Yeah,
examples, like from
just a
maybe a couple
couple.
different titles or something. You know, I could give him some of these from the Flash, and then pull up another random title and give him a couple ones, and just say, I see this all the time.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was just a weird. I thought it was a bug maybe everyone had, but apparently it's just me.
Mine might be a bug too, except I don't get that. Because I have multiple Mark Evaniers and Peter Sanderson Jr. LOC.
Maybe that's what yours is.
I did not notice that until you mentioned it.
It's
I see
very odd.
two occurrences of that. That's weird.
Yeah, like it gives me all, like it tells me all that stuff, the wrong stuff first. like 107 is telling me the same thing. But then at the end, it correctly tells me that it's the second appearance of Gorilla Grodd. But it gives me all the incorrect, all that weird Sons of Tiger stuff first.
That's weird.
I don't know why it does that. Yeah, I'll send him an email. I'll do some screenshots.
Yep.
See what
he. All right. Well, they can reach you on the Twitter at Rob Krieger, right?
You bet.
That's right. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch, and our website is at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And we're on Facebook at the same place, geekbrunchpodcast. Click the like button. And I think that's about it.
That's
about
it.
Until next time. Thank you for all the questions. Those are good questions.
That was fun.
I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Have a good weekend.
Go get a good lunch.
Yeah. I'm going to go eat now.
Go get some chicken fingers and green beans.
Maybe I'll go for the peas.
Yeah. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.